or heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident? And find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Hart Tools, Bank of America, Total Tech, and Deep Sentinel. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you'd like to get done around your house. So what are you working on this weekend? Today, tomorrow, next week, got a project you'd like to do, a project you started but got stuck in the middle, need some advice solving a problem, got a decorating dilemma? We are here to help you take on those and many more projects. You can help yourself first by reaching out and contacting us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your question to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, a tree in your landscape can be a thing of beauty, but after it's gone, that stump, not so much. While there's nothing easy about getting rid of the stumps, if you're patient, though, there are a number of ways to do that for very little cost. We're going to tell you how.
And if you're planning on painting your home this summer, choosing the right colors can make a huge impact on your home's appearance and its value. We're going to share some tips for picking the perfect colors for exterior painting projects just ahead.
And if you're a renter, you might think there's not too much you can do to cut your summer cooling bills down and stay comfortable at the same time. But even though you don't own the place you live, there are lots of low-cost or no-cost things you can do to stay comfortable and stop wasting money. So we'll share a few ideas to help the renters out.
And what projects are you guys working on or maybe you're thinking about starting? We'll reach out with your project questions, and we're going to share some tips to help you get that project done once and get it done right so, you know, you don't have to do it again.
And we might even give you some tools to help you take on those projects because today we've got a Hart 20-volt cordless 4-tool combo kit to give away. It's worth $178 going out to one caller, one listener drawn at random who reaches us with a home improvement question. Hart tools are well-made, they're versatile, and they're available exclusively at Walmart. So reach out to us right now. Again, that number is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post those questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Victoria from Arkansas is on the line. Is having a grout issue. What's going on?
Well, you know, grout this, grout that, grumpy, grumpy grout. grout. You know, I hate grouting. It's real tough. But this is with granules in it. But there's just a couple of small areas where it's fallen out, the grout.
Okay.
Do I still need, I mean, this is a pretty tall shower. Do I still need to pull out all the grout from the top to the bottom, or can I just grout those few little particles that fell out?
No, you can definitely regrout those areas where the grout's popped out. And I know what you're talking about. That's happened. to me as well. Do you have some of the grout available, some of the original grout by any chance?
No, because I bought this house about 4 years ago, but I found the same type of grout, but it is kind of like a sandy grout. Are you familiar with that?
For a shower, you typically don't use sandy grout. That's usually in a floor where you have a wider joint. You want to basically use a shower-style grout, which is more of a powder than a sand grout. You can find this in home centers. It's really inexpensive. Unfortunately, even the smallest package is going to be enough to do about three showers worth.
Can I use the grout in the tube?
Depends on the color. You know, if the color matches, it's really just a matter of getting the color right. I'll tell you what I did. When I grouted my shower, and I have like a bathroom, you know, tub and shower all together, and the last time I grouted that, what I did is I actually bought like three different grouts, one that was like a little bit lighter, a little bit darker, one that I thought was pretty close. And I mixed up just a tiny bit of each to check, double check the color, because when it dries, it has a completely different color sometimes. And then I was able to find the one that worked best. And in our case, we did take out a lot of the old grout, but our goal there was to really do the whole shower. For you just to do a little patch there, you don't necessarily have to do that.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I'm really grateful that you guys called me back and saved me all that time and aggravation.
Oh, you're so worth it. That's what we do. We save time and aggravation.
Yes, sir. No more grumpy grouting. Thank you so much.
All right.
A blessed day.
Thank you.
All right, Byron's dealing with popcorn, not the yummy, delicious kind, but the weird feeling kind. What's going on?
That's correct. It's easy to take off, but what do you do afterwards? I know that was a cost-saving cut for drywall workers at the time.
Builders would put popcorn ceiling on because it would basically mean the drywall companies, the spacklers, didn't have to do as good of a job, right? It hid all of the sins of uneven joints and stuff. So what you need to do is this. First of all, it's great that you got it all off and that it was pretty straightforward and easy. And by the way, we have a fantastic article for those of you that are suffering with popcorn ceilings on our website, a complete guide on how to remove this nasty stuff. But now that it's off, you're looking at probably a rough, uneven ceiling. So what you want to do is look for the worst parts of the ceiling and try to respackle and sand those to get them fairly flat. Then what you need to do is to use a primer, and that's really important. You want to use a primer first, and then a ceiling paint. Don't use anything that has a sheen. It's got to be absolutely 100% flat. I would use a good quality ceiling paint. And the reason I say that is because if there's any sheen to it whatsoever, you're going to see every little like uneven section of that ceiling, and it's going to look terrible, especially if you have like a light fixture up near it. It'll kind of reflect and look bad. But you try to fix the worst parts of it, then you prime it, which gives it an even sealer across the whole surface, and then you can put the ceiling paint on top of that, which is going to be a bright white flat paint. And that's the best you can do, and I think it will be good enough to the point where you'll be really happy with it when you're done.
Well, great. Appreciate you guys giving me a call.
All right, Byron. Thanks for reaching out, and good luck with that project.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What have you guys done with your first week of summer? Were you relaxing? Were you doing projects around the house? What are you thinking of tackling now that the weather is just so gorgeous and you want to be outside? Well, give us a call and let us know what you are working on. You can reach us at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
And if you're staring out at your yard and happen to notice that there's a big old stump you'd like to get rid of, there are a couple of really expensive ways to do that. But that's not why you listen to this show. We're going to tell you how to make that stump disappear for virtually no cost when the Money Pit returns.
The Money Pit is presented by Schluter Systems. If you're installing tiles in a shower or anywhere in your home, Schluter will make your project look better, perform better, and last longer. From floor warming to shower drains and waterproofing, it's Schluter Systems.
Live in a Money Pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Would you like to win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system worth $1,900? Then enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes right now at MoneyPit.com. we've partnered with Deep Sentinel, the only home security system with live security guards that monitor your cameras in real time, 24/7. With Deep Sentinel watching your house, guards can stop a crime before it happens or call authorities in seconds. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com. That's MoneyPit.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials, a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Total Tech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Total Tech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces, indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Total Tech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Total Tech today on Amazon or your local hardware store.
When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job.
And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app?
Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds.
Download the Angie app today.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys working on this first week of summer? If you're inspired to spruce up the outside of your place, you got 2, 3 maybe months of warm weather left. So why not enjoy it by making your place the best it can ever be? We'd love to help. Call us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And hey, when you listen to the Money Pit, you get the answers to your home improvement questions. Plus, you always get a chance to win cool tools to get the projects done. And today, we've got a great one. It's the Hart 20-volt cordless 4-tool combo kit worth $178 going out to one listener drawn at random who reaches us with a home improvement question. Now, you can't just reach us and say, I want to win the prize. No.
Hello, I'd like the prize.
We get those calls every week. I notice when they come in. I'm just calling for the giveaway. No.
At least
you're not going to get the giveaway. I appreciate the honesty. Yeah, no. You got to have a question. We are trying to get you to connect with us the old-fashioned way. We bribe you every week with cool stuff. So if you are ready to pick up a combo kit from Hart, we are ready to answer your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. This includes the Hart drill driver, the impact driver, a reciprocating saw, an LED light, 220-volt, 1.5 amp hour batteries, a charger, and a tool bag. And by the way, that battery, it works on all the Hart 20 volt tools, which is very cool. So pick up the phone, give us a call with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them to moneypit.com.
All right, now we've got Catherine in Arizona on the line who's dealing with an issue with sod. And Arizona's pretty darn hot, so tell us what's going on.
I live actually in the mountains in Arizona, and so our issue is not the heat, but the cold. And so what we've had happen is that we laid sod about 8 years ago, and unbeknownst to us novice homeowners, it had mesh netting on the backside of the roll. And I don't know if we were supposed to remove that or something, but now the sod did not take to our climate, and it has died, and we would like to reseed or lay down some new sod or something like that. But in order to prepare the soil and till it and all of that, I just don't know what to do because there's this mesh netting all over the ground. And in some areas it's exposed, in some areas it isn't. But I just wondered what your advice would be.
So the sod never really bit, so to speak. It never really grew through the mesh netting and connected with the soil below?
Not really. I mean, it did in some areas, but it just did not grow well for our climate. It couldn't handle the winters. It just wouldn't recover.
Well, I mean, the first thing you want to do is a soil test. You can, you know, sometimes your county extension services and services like that will do the test for you or have a landscaper do the test. But you need to know what's in that soil and how to adjust the pH to get it just right to reseed.
Yeah, to fertilize correctly and...
Right.
You know, otherwise you might not be giving it the stuff that it needs and it won't grow.
Yeah, you're working blind. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is that the best time to do this is not the beginning of summer. The best time to do this is in the fall when it's a little cooler out, because even if you did everything right and it started to grow, the intense heat that follows a month or two down the line will burn it out and kind of ruin all the good work that you did. So I would spend this summer getting the information that you need to kind of come up with a plan. Now, in terms of whether or not you remove the old sod or not, if it's really loose and disconnected and not really knitting and sort of sitting on top, then in that case, I would take it out and then prep the soil below. If it has connected, then I would leave it. Now, if you have sod, is it weedy? Is it also weedy, Catherine?
There are lots of weeds. So it's not so much the sod that's the issue, but it's the plastic mesh netting that was on the backside of the sod roll that's there. And I just don't know, can we till with that there, or is that going to get all caught up in the tiller?
I think you probably can. I mean, in my experience, those types of backers are designed to stay there and not be removed, and they just sort of deteriorate naturally away.
Okay.
So I don't suspect that that would be an issue, because otherwise, how would you ever lay it down?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know what was supposed to be common, just that it hasn't degraded at all. After 8 years, it's still totally there.
Well, here's an idea. One of the things that you could do is you could rent a seeding machine that slices the lawn. There are machines up there that will actually slice it and drop the seeds sort of into the slits.
Mm-hmm.
And that will cut through it. But really, before you do any of that, the first thing to do is do a soil test and see what's going on there.
Yeah, this way you know how to feed it, how to take care of it, when it's going to want to be seeded. I mean, that will really answer a lot of questions for you.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and if the sod, if you end up deciding to leave the sod in place, and if it gets really weedy, one thing you could do is something called a Roundup restoration. You can spray Roundup right on the sod and kill the sod and actually leave it in place, and then put the seed right up into the dead grass. It will hold it really well, and it will resprout, and the Roundup will not prevent the new seed from taking root.
All right, that makes sense.
Well, if you've got a stump to get rid of, there are a couple of really expensive ways to get rid of it, but there are also some very inexpensive ways to make those stumps disappear as well, if you've got some patience. First, let's talk about the most expensive one, and that is a method of stump removal called grinding. It is a job that is about as far away from a DIY project as you can get. You need to hire a tree service. We'll use a specialized stump grinder. It's a very large, very nasty-looking sort of medieval torture-like device that grinds that stump to below grade, and that's why it's very expensive to do.
Now, if you're a hardy do-it-yourselfer, digging out a medium to small-sized stump is also a possible option. Now, it's a matter of exposing the trunk below grade, chopping out that wood, and then repeating until the stump is gone or you're exhausted. I mean, whichever comes first, but it's probably going to be that you're exhausted. It's going to be a project. Now, an easier way to get rid of the stump is to use removal chemicals. Now, these are sold in home centers and hardware stores, and they contain potassium nitrate, which is going to speed up the microbial process of decomposition. Basically, you're going to drill deep holes into that stump and then pour the chemicals into those holes and then cover the stump with a tarp. Now, you got to wait about 4 to 6 weeks, and that wood is going to become spongy. And then at that point, you can chop more easily the super spongy wood and then remove it.
Now, lastly, you can also burn out the stump. This works best on older, drier stumps, but it's potentially dangerous, so you really need to know what you're doing. And it involves pre-treating the stump with a flammable liquid that soaks in for a week or two, and then you start a small fire on top of the stump, and it will eventually burn all out. But, of course, as I said, it's dangerous. You got to be doing this in a very carefully supervised situation. It can't be near the house. It can't be near other trees. It really has to be pretty much all by itself, or you're going to have an unexpected result, which could be a disaster. So we've got the step-by-step instructions on stump removal for all these methods on moneypit.com. Go there, check it out. You'll find one that's perfect for you.
Now we're going to talk insulation with Albert from Massachusetts. What's going on?
Well, my house is about 50 years old, and the attic is unused space. It's not very large. It's and it's got minimal insulation. It's just strips of the fiberglass. The paper backing.
Okay.
And yep. I'm thinking that it needs more than that. I'm wondering if I should get, should it be blown in or sprayed on, open cell, closed cell? You have any suggestions on that?
Sure. So if you want to use spray foam insulation, I think that's an excellent choice, especially if you're going to be in this house for many years, because it does a couple of things. It expands and it seals, and it also is a much better R value than the fiberglass insulation. We did this in our very old house. We were replacing a roof at the time, and my house was so old it didn't have roof sheathing. So when we had the plywood sheathing, I opted to spray foam the insulation from the inside, and we basically sprayed the bottom of the roof rafters and the insulation and the sheathing, effectively sealing in the entire attic space. You no longer needed any ventilation in the attic there because spray foam is not impacted by moisture. And now we find that the attic is the same temperature as the rest of the house or pretty close to it, even in the summer when it used to be boiling hot up there. So I'm a big fan of spray foam insulation. So I think that's an excellent option. Now, you also mentioned that you're not using this space that much.
Right.
If that's the case, blown in is a possibility as well.
Okay.
But once you do that, you're definitely not going to be able to access it, because it'll just be covered, and you will continue to have to ventilate that, because if you use fiberglass insulation, that is susceptible to moisture and humidity getting into it, and if it gets just a little bit damp, it doesn't insulate very well. But I think you may find, as I did, that when you do spray foam, it's an instant change. It's an incredibly efficient thing to do. It definitely makes the house more comfortable and cuts back on both your cooling and your heating bills.
Mm-hmm. Now, with the spray foam, they would have to remove all that old fiberglass rolled-out insulation.
I didn't do that. I left my old insulation, which was in the floor of the attic, because I didn't see any point in removing it. There was nothing to be gained from doing that. It just was another job. Now, I already had some of that flooring down. I had to fill in some areas that didn't have flooring because I wanted to be able to take advantage of it for storage. But we applied the spray foam not to the flooring of the attic or the ceiling level of the second floor. We applied it to the roof rafters. And that's the only time you would do that. If it was fiberglass, I never would have done that, because that would have been a very difficult area to vent. But because it was spray foam, I was able to spray the underside of the sheathing and the roof rafters. And now if you go up in my attic, it kind of looks like a cave up there because the foam is just everywhere. And they sprayed it all in one day. They had a really good crew. And I have a really hard house to work with this, because I had some flat roof sections and that sort of stuff. I had some tough crawl spaces, and they did everything with spray foam. And we found an instant improvement. In fact, if you go to moneypit.com and search guide to insulation, the Money Pit guide to insulation, the story is in there, including my before and after utility bills. So you can see what effect it had.
I appreciate the callback.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
You are tuned to The Money Pit. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. You can connect with pros, book appointments, and even pay right through your phone. So download the Angie app today. Now, when it comes to picking out paint colors, do you just get hung up? Are you afraid? You got analysis paralysis because there's so many paint colors and so many of them are so similar? And what if you pick the wrong one? Well, it's very overwhelming for people, a lot of people. So we're going to share some tips for exterior painting that makes it easy to get it right the first time when the Money Pit continues. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at the SimpleMat.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM. Girl.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I want to make sure I seal the bottom of the door correctly and the top, and I wasn't sure how to do that.
When you see your patio floods, does it flood where it gets above the sill of the existing sliding glass door?
It does sometimes. We've got a cement slab out there that's about 4 inches down below the sill, but sometimes right. I have a deck built around that slab, so sometimes it, if it rains real hard, the water will fill up in that on top of the slab there before it drains off, and sometimes it'll get up to the door.
All right, well, the problem is that no matter how you install that door, old or new, the connection between the door sill and the house wall is not designed to stop a flood of the such you describe. I mean, you're basically talking about, you know, what would happen in, like in a shower pan situation, right, where the water would come up and fill up the pan. It's not designed for that. So you could put all sorts of sealants under that door. It's still going to leak through eventually. You might be better off concentrating on that drainage problem while you're doing this work. And if you can't get to the slab, if you can't remove the slab and repitch it or put a new one that slopes away, the least that you should do is maybe cut out the section near the house and install a drain there. You can use a type of drain that basically will sit just below the grade. It will soak up the water and then pitch it so it drains away from there.
Okay.
There's a drain called Easy Drain that has the drain pipe and like a foam aggregate around it all in one, which makes it a lot easier to put in than a traditional French drain. But you got to control that water problem, and this is the time to do it, because no matter how you try to seal that new French door, that beautiful door, which is going to be expensive against your floor or your slab, whatever it's sitting on, it's not going to hold back water that's flooded above the level of the door. It's just not designed for that.
Okay.
It's designed to keep rain out, you know, if it's flashed properly, but not a flood.
Okay, great. That really helps. It eases my mind anyway.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Yes, sir. Thank you for all your help.
Well, as the saying goes, you only have one chance at a first impression. But when it comes to your home, that first impression is what everybody sees from the outside all the time.
Absolutely. And the right colors can definitely make a huge impact on how your home looks to passerbys. It can increase the curb appeal, and if the color palette is done well, it can even help increase the value of your home. Now, Leslie, when it comes to making the color choice, people get so overwhelmed. They get all tied up, all confused. They're afraid of making the wrong decision. So what's kind of the way to break that down? What should we keep in mind when we're trying to create that great first impression?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're absolutely right. People get overwhelmed because when you go to a paint center, there are so many colors and so many tones of the same color that you're like, these are kind of similar. Do I like this one or that one? It's very overwhelming. And if you don't have the ability to, say, drop a different color door in your house in Photoshop or see through a designer's eye of what the potential, you know, what your house could look like, it can be very, very difficult to make a choice. So you kind of have to think about a few things. First of all, drive around the neighborhood. There's going to be other houses that look sort of similar in architectural style to your home. What do their doors look like? What color are they? Is there something that's super intriguing or exciting or interesting about a door that you're passing as you're going around? Take a picture of it. You know, knock on the door and ask, or just be stealthy, but don't be creepy. But, you know what I'm saying? Look around and see what you see. Now, you should also think about your house. Are there any architectural details on the home itself that you might be able to highlight, you know, outside of your doors, window frames, shutters? Some of these can work very well when you use a contrasting color to the door, for example, and that can really make the home feel welcoming and really make your house stand out.
Now, that's a situation where you want to add these as sort of accent colors. But what if you have some ugly or unusual feature that you want to kind of camouflage? Maybe the windows don't all line up or something like that. There's a one-off window somewhere or some piece of trim that just doesn't really do it. If you paint that the same color as the main house, that can also have the opposite effect and help you actually camouflage it, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's interesting how when you paint something the same color, it kind of disappears to the eye. So that goes for things like downspouts, gutters, any sort of air conditioning unit, things like that that are sort of attached to the home and would normally be very obvious. Paint them the same color as the house. They're going to blend in, and you'll be surprised how quickly they go away.
Makes sense. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. If you've got questions about taking care of your house inside or out, give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. What are you guys working on this summer weekend? Are you working on your tan? That's totally fine. Completely acceptable as long as while you're working on your tan, you're thinking about the home improvement things that you want to do around your Money Pit. So whatever it is, whether you're working, thinking, dreaming, designing, we are here to help you every single step of the way. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. If you need help tackling home projects, then you need Angie. You can connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. So download the Angie app today. Coming up, are you renting and looking for ways to stay cool and comfortable this summer? Well, we can help you do both with ideas for low-cost to no-cost ways to stay cool. In today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Smart Rewards Credit Card, next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Create your outdoor oasis with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets to fire pits and planters.
Then tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden.
And through May 31st, save 15% on your order of $150 or more by using the code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. Download the Angie app today. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? TotalTech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. TotalTech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces, indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. TotalTech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get TotalTech today on Amazon or your local hardware store.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you create your best home ever. Hey, you can join us on the Money Pit podcast and listen whenever you want by going to moneypit.com/podcast.
When you give us a call, you are also entered for a chance to win some awesome tools to help you tackle all those home improvement projects you're planning and dreaming of. And this week, we've got up for grabs the Hart 20-volt cordless 4-tool combo kit. Now, that's going to include the Hart drill driver, an impact driver, reciprocating saw, LED light, plus 2 20-volt batteries, a fast charger, and a tool bag to keep everything in. I mean, it's really great, and the battery system will work across all of the Hart 20-volt tools, whether they're outdoor, automotive, lifestyle. So if you've already got some or you're planning to add, now here's 2 additional batteries to help you out. Hart tools are available exclusively at Walmart. They're offering a complete line of tools and accessories so that you can easily tackle any project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com.
That Hart tool 20-volt cordless 4-tool combo is worth $178 going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Richard in South Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I have a lift pump that's making an unusual noise, like if it'll fire off and then it makes like a harmonic noise or about halfway through the pumping station.
Okay.
I don't know if it'd be like a check valve that needs to be replaced in there, or if it's, if you need more background on it, it's a replacement pump for one I had in there. It had a quarter horse in there before, and now it's got a half horse. It's actually a bigger lift pump than what I had before.
Generally, when I hear a squealing noise, I consider whether or not it's an issue with the bearings. It could also be an issue with the valve itself, perhaps the check valve, because sometimes as the water streams through that, it's vibrating against the valve, and that vibration can transmit. I mean, plumbing pipes are really pretty good transmitters of sound, so it can transmit and amplify and sound really bad. If it's still working and it's not slowing down on flow or anything like that, I guess I would think probably not to worry about it too much. But my concern is that if it is a wear and tear issue and something's going to seize up, you may end up with a surprise repair. This is not your main bathroom, is it? This is an additional bathroom?
Yeah, it's an addition that was put on later on. So.
All right. Well, I mean, if it breaks down, it breaks down. At least you're not out of luck. But
My
concern is that it might be a precursor of worse things to come. So I would keep an eye on it and see what happens, okay?
All right.
Well, if you're a renter, you might think that there's not much you can do to cut summer cooling bills and also stay comfortable. But even though you don't own the place you live in, there are lots of low-cost to no-cost things that you can do to stay comfortable and stop wasting your money. We're going to share a few ideas in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Smart Rewards Credit Card.
All right, first off, let's cover some basics. If you're renting a house and that house has storm windows and it has central air conditioning or rooms where you're running the window units, you need to close the storms. The reason is that same air that leaks in during cold winter months when we're used to closing storm windows also leaks in during the summer months, except it's hot, of course, and it drives up your cooling costs. Now, if you've got window air conditioning units, if it's possible, place them in windows on the shadier sides of rooms. This is perfect if the room is a corner room and you've got a choice of 2 different walls you could use. If you choose the shadier side, it's going to be more efficient because the cooler these units stay, the better job they do keeping you cool and comfortable. And because they're not overheated, they don't have to work as hard to do that, and that's how you save some money.
Now, another thing that you can do is during the daytime hours, you can keep shades or your blinds, whichever you've got, closed in the rooms that face south and west. This is going to reduce the solar heat and lower the amount of work that your air conditioners have to do to keep you comfortable. Now, let's talk about fans. A lot of people think, oh, it's fans, not going to work as well. But when used in conjunction with your air conditioning, I mean, it's really fantastic. They provide great evaporative cooling effects. So they're going to move the air and thereby cause any moisture on your skin to evaporate, which will instantly make you feel more cool and more comfortable. And you can do this more efficiently. If you've got a ceiling fan, take advantage of their one energy efficient feature. It's a reversible motor. By controlling the direction of the blades, you can actually use the fan to pull up cold air in the summer and push warm air down in the winter.
And you can also be strategic with room fans. Position them for maximum air circulation in the living areas. And if you're using a window fan, make sure to open another window across the room, and that helps with cross ventilation.
And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. If your plumbing springs a leak, you're going to need somebody there right away. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Coming up, have you ever wondered, how old is my house? I'm really just not so sure. I have an idea, but I don't know. Well, we have a really strange trick of the trade that involves plumbing fixtures that really will tell you exactly how old your home is. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Money Pit.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We hope that you guys are enjoying this first week of summer, resting and relaxing around your Money Pit. If you need tips to help create your best home ever, you should reach out to us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jan wants to know, how can I tell the age of my house? Now, she says, I've heard that you ask listeners how old their homes are, and I've wondered, how do I figure that out for my own house?
Ah, that's a great question. You know, when I spent all those years as a professional home inspector, I had to kind of figure that out pretty much every day. And there are a lot of tricks of the trade for this, but some that are like super easy to do. If your home has its original plumbing fixtures, the date that the plumbing fixture was manufactured is almost always stamped into that fixture somewhere. So for a toilet, take the lid off, turn it upside down, see if there's a date stamp there, or look on the side walls of the inside of the tank. Same thing goes for kitchen sinks, especially those old cast iron sinks. Those are always really fun because a lot of people love to keep them around because they're so classic. They stay around a long time. People will remodel their kitchens and keep those old sinks.
Yeah, they're super durable.
Yeah, I found the dates actually casted into the bottom of those. Other things to check, the electrical panel. If it's the original panel, there should be an electrical inspection sticker on there. And then also on our website at moneypit.com, we have a whole list of things inside your house that based on their presence or absence, you can kind of guess. So, for example, if your house has the original knob and tube wiring or has the evidence that it originally had that kind of wiring, you know, you can figure that house was probably done like in the 30s. If it's got steel plumbing, maybe that was the 40s. Or the 50s or older than that. We've got a whole sort of cheat sheet on the website at moneypit.com that can help you figure that out. But it's a great question, Jan. Sometimes people need to know that when they actually get homeowner's insurance. They might ask you that. The other thing to do, by the way, aside from sort of snooping around your own house, is the public records that are kept on your property, wherever, you know, whatever you have, a town or a county that keeps those. It's usually part of that record as well. So you might be able to reach out to those folks.
All right, enjoy your house detective work over there. Now we've got Anna who says, we have a great outdoor seating area, but the cushions are never as stylish and durable as I wish they could be. Do you have recommendations for fabrics that I could make my own? So, Anna, I think here's the issue. If you're buying, you know, cutesy little fabric cushions and pillows from, you know, a store, any kind of store, whether it's a fancy design store or a regular designer shop, you're probably not getting fabric and foam cushions that are meant to be outside. They're meant to be in covered areas or brought in or covered every single time. If you're looking for something that's going to perform well, clean well, and stay mold-free, you have to make sure that you use an outdoor-grade foam for the insert. Whether you're having this made, buying it online, whatever, look for that outside-grade foam for the inside, and then look for outdoor fabric for the cover, and make sure there's a zipper so you can take it off easily and launder it as needed. But you want to look for something like a sunbrella fabric, things that are made specifically to not lose their color outside, to not get moldy. Otherwise, you're just going to be buying new cushions, I feel like, every year.
You know, that's really interesting. I didn't know that there was such a thing as outdoor foam. And what's the difference?
Oh,
is the foam, does it drain better?
It does. It drains better. It's antimicrobial, so it's not going to sit there and hold all that moisture until you sort of sit on it and squeeze it out of it or physically squeeze the water out. So it's constantly helping in the draining, and then it will dry more quickly and not grow mold. So it's definitely a better choice.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We really appreciate you guys spending this part of your day listening to us, and we hope that we've given you some valuable ideas and tips to help you create your best home ever. If you're focusing on outdoor projects this time of the year, we are too. So remember, you can reach out to us with those questions any time of the day or night at 888 Money Pit or posting your questions at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. That condo that partially collapsed 2 days ago may have had major damage before the accident.
While officials have not yet determined what caused the deadly collapse, a 2018 engineering report released by the city of Surfside said that the oceanfront condominium building had, quote, major structural damage to a concrete slab below its pool deck that needed extensive repairs. The engineering report did not warn of imminent danger from the damage, but it did note the need for costly repairs to fix the slab, as well as damaged concrete column beams and walls in the parking garage. I'm Shelley Adler.
Meanwhile, search and rescue operations continue around the clock. The death toll this afternoon was raised to 5. Still, more than 150 people remain unaccounted for. Three people are dead, including a man who crashed a stolen vehicle into a building before fatally shooting two bystanders. It happened shortly after 2:30 this afternoon in Winthrop, Massachusetts, east of Boston, and then unfolded after police got a call about a crash. They arrived on the scene to find the two victims and fatally confronted the gunman. Police officers attacked by the mob during the January 6th U.S. Capitol melee finally get their chance to meet the top House Republican.
Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn and Washington, D.C. Police Officer Michael Fanone met Friday with House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy. Fanone says McCarthy refused to publicly denounce GOP members who have been dismissing the attack and who voted against honoring the officers who fought to protect them and the Capitol. Fanone, who was badly injured by the mob, says he also asked McCarthy to work with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on a select committee to investigate the insurrection.
Take the select committee seriously and appoint serious participants, not obstructionists.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
A passenger jumped out of a moving plane at the airport in Los Angeles last night after trying to get into the cockpit.
Authorities say the United Express flight was headed to Salt Lake City and pulling away from the gate shortly after 7 p.m. when the man tried to breach the cockpit but could not. He then managed to open the service door and jump down the emergency slide onto the tarmac. He was taken into custody on the taxiway, treated for injuries that were non-life-threatening, and taken to the hospital. It was the second disruption at LAX in 2 days. On Thursday, a driver plowed through a chain-link fence at a FedEx cargo facility and went onto the airfield, crossing runways as police chased the car. I'm Julie Walker.
A 10-year-old girl and two adults killed after the minivan they were in was struck by a train in northwestern Indiana. The girl, a 38-year-old woman, and a 36-year-old man pronounced dead at the scene. More at townhall.com. Substandard generic drugs flooding the U.S. market, putting all Americans at risk.
Most Americans would be shocked to learn that millions of doses of poor quality and potentially harmful generic drugs are being imported into the U.S. each year. Despite safety concerns, hospitals keep using them every day, and supermarket pharmacies, big box retailers, and corner drug stores continue to sell them. Some are pointing a finger at the FDA, but the real problem is that the U.S. companies choose profit over safety by importing and selling substandard generic drugs across the nation, according to a recent report. Patrick Foss reporting.
Virgin Galactic now has government approval to launch customers into space from New Mexico. The company plans three more test flights before taking passengers up for the for-pay ride. Meanwhile, founder Richard Branson is expected to be on one of those test flights when it occurs later this year. You can check out more on these stories. Just log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Hart Tools, Bank of America, Total Tech, and Deep Sentinel. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're so glad you guys are here with us, and we are here to help you take on projects around your house that you need to do to create your best home ever, whether it's inside or out. We can handle any questions, so throw them at us by contacting us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, are you guys thinking about updating your kitchen this summer? Well, if you're going to do that, it's very tempting to use the existing layout, but the real kitchen of your dreams probably includes an updated functionality and flow. So that means you got to move stuff around. You got to move the sink, remove the range, remove something that is plumbed or wired. But when you do, it actually becomes the perfect kitchen. We're going to share tips on layouts that will make it easier on you and the family to get that done.
And also ahead, in the next week or two, most of us are going to be receiving a bill for electricity that's going to reflect how much we have been using the AC at the start of the summer season. And once your shock wears off, you might be wondering, what can I do to improve this whole system and lower those costs? Well, we're going to highlight some new technology that can help keep you cool and cut your costs at the same time.
And also, a great fence can improve your home's curb appeal, and it can also add your home's value. But if the fence hasn't been well maintained, it can definitely have the opposite effect. So we're going to walk you through how to spruce up your fence to make it last.
But first, we want to know what you are working on this first week of summer. Maybe you're just thinking of what projects you're going to start. Whatever it is, we are here for you. So give us a call so we can help you create your best home ever.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. If you give us a call with your questions, we might even be able to help you step up your tool collection, because today we're giving away a Hart 20-volt 4-tool combo kit to one lucky listener. It's worth $178. Hart tools are well-made, they're versatile, and they're available exclusively at Walmart. You must have a home improvement question to be entered, so call us right now at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Debbie in North Carolina, welcome to the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
My husband and I have a townhome. It was owned by several other people. From what I understand, the previous owners used to fix cars in the garage. So it's a two-car garage. There are no cracks in the floors, but it does have a very gritty surface to it, and it looks horrible. I don't really know what I can do. I mean, at first I thought, well, maybe I can just, if there's some kind of paint I can paint over it, or is it something where I have to do another epoxy on top of epoxy? Is it something a typical homeowner can work on?
The floor that's there now, is it well adhered to the concrete? Is it peeling off in any way, or does it look like it's pretty down there and pretty durable?
It looks like it's on there pretty good.
Okay, so what I think you should do is clean it and then put another coat of epoxy on top of that, one or two coats over that. And I think that can brighten up. And there's so many choices and colors today. And you got manufacturers like Quikrete that make good products that can go there. There are different types of texturing material you can add, or color flakes you can add to give it some personality. But trying to take that off wouldn't make any sense. I don't think it's really binding anything, even though it's got a texture to it. I would paint over it after it was cleaned and properly prepped.
Can I ask how hard it is to handle the epoxy paint?
It's not difficult. I mean, the way it works is it's chemical cured. So when you buy epoxy paint, you actually get two cans. So you'll get one that's like a gallon can, but when you open it up, it's only going to be filled three-quarters of the way. And then you'll get a second can that's a quart can, and that's the hardener. So the first thing you do when you open up the gallon can and the quart can is you mix them together, and that becomes the paint that you're working with. Now, remember, though, once you start mixing them, the clock starts ticking, and you're only going to have, probably, I guess, maybe 2-3 hours to use up, but it won't take that long because you're going to be applying it with a brush first on the outside perimeter, and then a roller, and then you kind of work your way out of the garage, and as you apply it wet, then you usually they'll give you these color flakes that you kind of shake over it to give it that personality, stick in there, and you just keep moving. And I would do like a 4-foot strip. Wide strip all the way down, then I would put my color flakes in, then I would do another 4 foot and another 4 foot, and pretty soon you'll be right out the door. It's really not that hard to do. The key is just to be organized and to prep it properly so that once you actually mix up the paint, you're good to go.
And then don't paint yourself in a corner.
Yeah.
Would I need more than one can for a two-car garage, as far as you know?
I would check the coverage on the can to see how many square feet that it covers.
Yeah, a gallon usually does 400 square feet, so...
So realistically, it's something I can do in a day, in that couple of hours.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah,
yep.
For sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds great. That I really was afraid it was going to be a lot harder than that.
Dive in, Debbie. The water's fine.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And once Debbie tackles that, who knows where she'll go, right? I mean, this takes one project to kind of get your confidence up, and away you go.
Howard in Tennessee is on the line and needs some help making things around the pool not so slippy. What's going on?
We have a concrete deck around our pool, and it has been painted before years ago, and I was going to pressure wash it. And I wonder what kind of paint surface to put on there that would not be slick, mm-hmm. where people would fall.
Yeah. So I think what you want, Howard, is a paint with an anti-slip coating. There are paints out there that have some abrasion to them, and so they are specifically designed for stairs and wet locations, such as what you're suggesting. I know there's one at Home Depot that's called Sure Step, SureStep. It's made by Insul X, and it has some pretty good ratings. Folks seem to be very happy with it. And it's designed as an exterior coating that does just that. It can go on concrete. And what I would caution you, though, is if you are going to pressure wash,
You want to make sure that that surface gets really dry and that you're lifting off any loose paint, because as good as the top coat of paint is, if it's not sticking, it's not going to do you any good. So you want to make sure you, if you're going to pressure wash it, that's great, but make sure that loose paint's gone and then give it a good couple of days in the sun to dry before you put the next layer of paint on it. But take a look at that Sure Step product, and I think that's exactly what you need.
Well, thank you so much, and I'd just like to say I love your show. It's very informative, and here in Tennessee, we like it.
Well, we thank you so much for listening there in Tennessee, Howard, and have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
Give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT. Let us know what you are working on and how we can lend a hand. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for your job. Now, you can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app, so download it today.
And just ahead, are you thinking about updating your kitchen this summer? Well, repeating its existing layout might be tempting, but the real kitchen of your dreams probably includes updated functionality and flow. Now, Pro Design Services can help you get there. We're going to share those tips in today's Pro Project presented by Angie next. Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work. That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Would you like to win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system worth $1,900? Then enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes right now at MoneyPit.com. We've partnered with Deep Sentinel, the only home security system with live security guards that monitor your cameras in real time, 24/7. With Deep Sentinel watching your house, guards can stop a crime before it happens or call authorities in seconds. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com. That's MoneyPit.com.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Abitron's liquid wood and wood epoxy are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And Wood Epoxy is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epoxy are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit abitron.com. That's ABATRON.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you with your projects inside or out. We want you to create your best home ever. And we are your coaches, your consultants, your cheerleading section to get that job done. So call us right now with those questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com. Hey, how'd you guys like to win a very cool cordless combo kit? You can if you pick up the phone and call us with your questions, because we've got from Hart the 20-volt four-tool combo. It includes the drill driver, the impact driver, the recip saw, the light, two batteries, and a 16-inch tool bag going out to one caller drawn at random. And by the way, that 20-volt battery system is amazing because it's interchangeable with all the Hart 20-volt tools, outdoor products, automotive products, lifestyle products, and, of course, all of those tools that we love. They're well-made, they're versatile, the kit has everything you need to tackle your next DIY project. Available exclusively at Walmart, they've got a complete line of tools and accessories so you can tackle any project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com.
Heading to Nebraska now, where Ellie's on the line with a window question. What can we do for you today?
I'm replacing a window in the lower level of our home, and I was wondering if you had an opinion as to what would be the best material for the window, vinyl, wood, composite.
What kind of a window do you have there now? Is it a standard sort of double hung window?
No, it's actually five windows in one. It's 9 foot by 3 foot.
Oh, that's a big job, yeah. My first point would be that you need to make sure you're buying an energy efficient window, because with a space that big, you want to make sure that you're using well insulated glass. So I would only buy one that was Energy Star rated. And you want to make sure that the glass is going to have a low emissivity coating or low E coating, because what that does is that reflects the sunlight back out so it doesn't overheat your house. Otherwise, you're going to heat that space up like a big old greenhouse with a 9-foot window. In terms of the material itself, I think outside the house you want something that's very, very weatherproof, like vinyl. And inside the house, depending on the window you buy, it can be wood or it could be vinyl. So if you look at a window like an Anderson window, they have beautiful windows that are wood on the inside and vinyl on the outside, kind of gives you the best of both worlds. But again, there are many different types of manufacturers out there. The most important thing is not as much the material, but the certification to make sure that it's an efficient window that's going to perform well for you and last a long, long time.
We will look for those energy ratings then.
All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you've been frustrated by the layout of your kitchen, summer is a great time to take on a renovation project. Now, the hardest part, though, can be just figuring out where you start. So we've got some tips to help in today's pro project presented by Angie.
First, it's very easy to stick with the same old current design, but if you think outside those old kitchen cabinets, you can bring on some inspiration with a brand new and perhaps even more efficient kitchen layout. So think about changes to the location of the sink, the functionality of the countertop. You could add or even remove an island to free up space. If you get strategic with lighting, you can also make sure you've got both task and accent lights. These are all things that a pro designer can help you achieve, because that's what they do. They do this every day, so they're going to think about this stuff way before you ever get frustrated with the project, thinking, why didn't I put more light in that spot? I can never see what I'm cutting.
Yeah, that's very true. So you need to find an experienced design pro, and you can do that through the National Kitchen and Bath Association, or NKBA. Now, they offer a certification program, and to become an NKBA certified kitchen and bath designer, these pros must have at least 5 years of design experience, and they must complete at least 60 hours of continuing education. So they're always on top of the latest trends, the latest ways to achieve the best effects and desired needs for your kitchen space. So they're definitely someone you want to trust.
I think the nicest thing about working with a pro designer is that you get to pretty much wipe the slate clean and kind of start from scratch. So the sky is the limit. If you're seeing beautiful kitchen designs in showrooms or websites, that can be fun, but it can also be overwhelming. If you hire a design pro, that can definitely make the difference and help you achieve all that is possible for your individual space, all while saving you money and time and the hassle of figuring it all out on your own.
And that's today's pro project presented by Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone.
To get started, download the Angie app today.
All right, next up we've got Ward from Utica on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
Well, I've got a roof I'm replacing. The current roof has two layers of shingles on it, and I want to rip those shingles off and put on a metal roof.
Okay.
However, I got thinking about the underlayment, which I had spray foamed in the attic about 3 years ago, and I'm concerned that if I have to repair or pull up the underlayment, I'm going to ruin all my insulation.
Okay, so you did a spray foam insulation treatment 3 years ago, and the spray foam was sprayed to the underside of the roof sheathing. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. And at that time, did you happen to notice any deteriorated roof sheathing? Because you would see it from the inside of the attic before you'd see it from the outside of the attic. Did you notice anything that was black, moldy, delaminated, hanging down in shreds, anything like that?
No, not really. And I didn't look closely myself, but the guys who did the job did not report anything like that.
I'd think that the chances of you having delaminated sheathing at this stage is probably pretty small. I do understand your concern that if you pull the shingles off and you find out you have bad sheathing and you have to take it off, you would ruin the insulation that's now sprayed and is stuck to the underside of that. So if that was the case, I would tell you to resheathe that part of the roof, so whatever half or section or plateau of that roof it is, and you could use half-inch sheathing or maybe even 3/8, depending on the condition. But I suspect it's going to be fine. And also, once you sprayed that spray foam insulation to the underside of the attic, if they did it right, they would have blocked all your vents because it's no longer necessary to vent an attic that has been sealed with spray foam insulation, because that attic now becomes a conditioned space, and therefore you get a lot less moisture up there.
Oh, now that's interesting, because I did not know that.
Yeah, you're not supposed to have any openings in an attic that has been spray foamed, because that whole area is now essentially part of the interior space of your house.
Right, right.
So if you had roof vents or you had ridge vents or gable vents, they should have been closed up and foamed over.
I will double check that, but that actually makes the whole thing easier then.
Yeah, I don't think you have anything to worry about with the sheathing. And it's a smart improvement to take off both layers and to put on metal roofing, because you're in upstate New York. I'm sure you get a ton of snow, and it's really going to stand up much better. Make sure they put the snow guards, though, at the roof edge, because you know, that snow is very heavy when it falls off, and you don't want it to hurt anybody down below.
Absolutely. I'm planning on doing that.
All right, Ward, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Taylor in Michigan's having issues with a door. What's going on?
We were having like some swelling around our doors, and so it sticks when you shut it. And we were wondering if, besides sanding it, if there's anything that you can do to help fix that issue.
Well, you got to really figure out where it's sticking, because that's going to determine how you fix it. So have you kind of figured out, is the door leaning and maybe one part is rubbing? Is it at the lock point? Where are you noticing the stick?
Yeah, on both of our doors that have that issue, we've noticed it towards the top of the door. So that part might be leaning a little bit, I think.
And have you tightened the screws in the hinges just to see maybe it's sort of loosened in its fitting in the jamb itself?
Yeah, we have tried that.
Typically, if the door is not closing properly, it's not adjusted properly. And, you know, the door can only move so many ways. And what we typically find is that if you pay attention to the reveal as the door closes and you look for unevenness there, it's going to signal to you what has to happen. So, for example, if the door is rubbing on the top, then typically that hinge, the opposite hinge, has to be set deeper into the jamb so it opens up. Look, you can sand this, you can cut this, but you're better off adjusting the door, because invariably it did close properly once and it's just moved a little bit.
Right, and that's expected over time.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you can pull a screw out that's going into the jamb and replace it with a longer one that reaches through the stud. And just by doing that one thing and driving it in with like an impact wrench or a drill driver, it will suck that whole jamb over and fix the door like with one screw.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's what you need to pay attention to. Taylor, we did a video for Yale to teach folks how to align the door for smart locks, and the same advice actually applies. It's called DIY Door Alignment for smart locks. It's on YouTube. It's also on MoneyPit.com. So just search for the door alignment video, and we will walk you through step-by-step all the different ways you can adjust the door, okay?
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, presented by Angie. You know, the Angie app really helps you find the best pro for any home project or repair.
That's right. Keeping up with your home is easier than ever with Angie. You can find pros for hundreds of projects, plus book and pay right from your phone.
Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Just ahead, if you're ready for an upgrade to both your AC and heating system that can deliver long-term comfort and savings, we're going to share new technology that does both next. 888-MONEY-PIT. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at the SimpleMat.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuentes Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Root.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
You are invited to participate in the 16th annual 4-H FFA Community Barbecue, which will be held Saturday, July 10th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. The drive-thru event includes your choice of lamb, pork, beef, or goat, with corn on the cob, barbecue beans, coleslaw, bread, and a drink. Tickets are $10 and are available for pre-sale from 4-H FFA members, the 4-H office, and Muse Trucking, or can be purchased at the barbecue. Please join us in making this a successful event.
It's presented by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? Then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, in the next week or two, most of us will be receiving a bill for electricity that reflects the effects of starting the cooling season. And, once that shock wears off of the expense, you might be wondering what you can do to improve your system and lower those costs once and for all.
Well, if you're ready for an upgrade to both your air conditioning and heating system that can deliver long-term comfort and savings, LG now has an inverter technology solution that does just that and more. With us to talk about how it all works is Philip Kriegbaum with LG Air Conditioning Technologies. Welcome, Philip.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, it's our pleasure. So one of the reasons that I think our AC systems are so inefficient is that many times they're kind of a one-size-fits-all application in the sense that all floors in individual rooms are going to be on one thermostat and tend to heat unevenly. Now, the way we get all around that is to sort of work that thermostat, you know, to find that happy medium by undercooling one area, overcooling another, to find that sweet spot, but it does drive up the cost. What I like about your zoned approach to heating and cooling is that it totally avoids this and really dials it in every space in the house. So tell us about how it all works.
Absolutely, absolutely. That is one of the huge advantages to an LG system is that we have the capability to have different indoor zones and different sections working independently. So if there's, for instance, a two-story home where the top floor would traditionally be much warmer than the bottom floor, and you're trying to manage that by forcing the thermostat lower or raising it to accommodate the other area, we can put different zones, different independently operating systems for, say, the top story or the bottom story, or a larger home where it's heating on the west side or the east side, depending on the time of the day. We have that ability to condition certain areas only. We've been attempting to do that for decades with zone systems by pushing more air conditioning or more heating to a certain area. But one of the big drawbacks to that is that we're still making our equipment, our one central HVAC system, operate at full capacity. And we're just trying to force more air one way or the other. But with an LG system, we can actually only have to condition, heat, or cool that area that we're in, and that we can have independent temperatures and climates in different areas of the home. That is the biggest advantage to an LG system, and that's why it's able to save you so much money on the energy bills.
We're talking to Philip Kriegbaum. He is with LG Air Conditioning Technologies about the new inverter technology that's just out from LG. So, Philip, I think that both Leslie and I have been sort of the category of sort of the strategic users of split systems over the years. You know, we both have very old houses. In my home, I have a office slash studio that's on the south side of the house, tends to get very warm. And it's also at the end of the run of my central air conditioning system. So we use a split system here to balance that out. And I also have a kitchen that is like what I call the new addition on my 130-year-old house because it was built in 1910. So that's the brand new addition, by the way. And that is a one-story kind of bolt-on to the outside of the house. So, again, an area that was always hotter in the summer than the rest of the house. And by using this type of a system strategically, we were able to balance that out and really maximize the comfort. So I think that's an important point for folks to think about, because it's not an all or nothing. You can supplement your existing system, as you pointed out earlier, by using this kind of technology and improve your comfort and reduce your expenses at the same time in terms of that electricity cost.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You nailed it right on the head.
So, Philip, I think everybody is sort of all on board with smart homes, sort of automating everything and having access to the whole systems within the palm of your hand on your phone. Is there options for that with the new LG system?
Oh, absolutely. We wouldn't be LG Electronics if it wasn't for some very high-end electronics built into our systems. And an app called the LG ThinQ app, and LG has kept the platform for all of their appliances within one app, which I find really, really neat. So I don't need four or five different apps on my phone to control all my LG appliances. So we can operate your oven and your washing machine and your television and now your HVAC system all from the same app. And the app is very user-friendly, very powerful. So if you have four, five, six different zones and indoor units within your home, we can give them names and we can set up different parameters. So if you like certain times a day for the temperature to adjust in different areas of your home, you can set up some customized schedules to make it very easy. If you're ever away from the home, it allows you to monitor what's happening inside your home. So we do. And again, it's called the LG ThinQ app, and it's just a great, very user-friendly app, and I've enjoyed using it a lot.
Phil, one more question before we let you go. LG has a technology that you refer to as LG Red. Can you talk to us a little bit about that? Because I think folks are going to be seeing that more and more in the marketplace.
Yes, yes. LG Red is definitely, it's a sector of our technology and of our product offerings that is growing rapidly. So Red stands for reliable to extreme degrees. All of our equipment, both heats and cools, we are a heat pump. And there's a lot of markets in the United States, especially, where heat pumps have historically not been able to provide adequate heat in the northern climates, the cold climates. Well, the reliable to extreme degrees, this allows us to have a cold climate air source heat pump that can both cool and heat your home. We provide 100% of our rated heating capacity at 5 degrees. And then continuous heating all the way down to negative 13 degrees. In areas of the country where they're moving away from fossil fuel, oil burning, natural gas, propane, and they're moving away from those sources of heat, and they're looking for a reliable and an economical and a clean source of heating, we're moving towards these cold climate heat pumps. And LG is leading the way with our Red series there in those markets.
Fantastic. Philip Kriegbaum is an account manager with LG Air Conditioning Technologies. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, Philip, and really bringing us up to speed on this inverter technology. It's really impressive what you can do today, and the increase in comfort is absolutely amazing. And most important, I think if you get into this technology now, the next time you open up a summer air conditioning bill, it won't be quite as shocking to see. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys, for having me. I've enjoyed it.
Coming up, a great-looking fence can improve your home's curb appeal, and it does add to your home's value. But if the fence hasn't been well-maintained, it can actually have the opposite effect. We're going to walk you through how to stain a fence and make it last in today's Outdoor Updates, presented by Wagner Control Pro High-Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayers. So stick around.
You live in a body pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work.
That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand.
You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app.
This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Total Tech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Total Tech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Total Tech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Total Tech today on Amazon or at your local hardware store.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call. Let us know what you are tackling this summer season at 888-MONEY-PIT. Now, the Money Pit is presented by Angie. You can find pros for all your home projects right on the Angie app, so download that Angie app today. Well, right now at MoneyPit.com, you can enter the Safe at Home sweepstakes to win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system from Deep Sentinel. And these guys are truly unique because they've got real live security guards that are watching your cameras 24/7.
You know, I love that Deep Sentinel can actually prevent a crime before it occurs. I mean, stuff like burglaries or package thefts, think about it. Whenever you see that video that you always see on the news or shared on social media that shows somebody trying to do something they shouldn't be doing to your house, it's always after it happened, right? Well, these Deep Sentinel guards are watching the cameras live. They're watching the feeds live, and they can interrupt that crime while it's in progress. If you enter, you could win a three-camera system worth nearly $1,900 or one of five second-place one-camera systems. Plus, both systems include a full year of live guard surveillance.
All right, here's the best part, you guys. You can enter once a day at MoneyPit.com, and if you share the sweepstakes with your friends, you can earn bonus entries. That's the Safe at Home sweepstakes presented by Deep Sentinel on MoneyPit.com. Thanks so much for joining us this hour at the Money Pit. You know, a great-looking fence can improve your home's curb appeal. It can add to your home's value and provide a stylish definition of your yard and garden. But if that fence hasn't been well-maintained, it can actually have the opposite effect. Now, sprucing up your spruce fence or cedaring up your cedar... Nope, that doesn't make sense. But sprucing up your wood fences, guys, it really is an easy DIY project. We're going to walk you through that project presented by Wagner Control Pro High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayers.
Okay, first, you want to check your fence for any needed repairs because this is the time to take care of it. If you find loose fence slats, you want to fix any sections that might be leaning, make sure the gates are working well, make sure they latch easily, and also take note of the condition of the bottom of the fence, because if the sections have sagged or sometimes just by virtue of their weight, they'll settle. They'll get closer to the ground. If you find that they're touching the ground or anything closer than about 4 to 6 inches above grade, it is really smart to trim the bottom of those boards, because if you keep a good air space underneath it, you can prevent moisture from wicking up into those boards and causing them to rot.
Next, clean the fence to remove any dirt, moss, or algae. Now, a pressure washer is going to work really well for this, but you have to be careful to not use too much pressure because you can actually damage the fence. Once you're done, it's time for a fresh coat of stain. When you're choosing the stain, you've got to keep in mind that there are generally two types of exterior stains out there. There's a solid color stain and a semi-transparent. Now, solid color is best because it's got more pigment and it's going to last much longer. You can brush the stain on, you can roll it on, but applying it with a good quality paint sprayer really is the best way to go, because not only does it save a ton of time, but it's just easier to get into all the nooks and crannies on a fence when you spray it. Plus, if you use a paint sprayer like the Wagner Control Pro, you're going to find that you get great coverage and it's really easy to clean when the job is done, so you'll be good to go for the next project. Now, the job is going to get done super quick, plus it's easier to get into all of those nooks and crannies on a fence when you spray it as opposed to when you're trying to brush it.
I got to tell you, it is so much work to brush and roll a fence because you spend so much time. It takes you as much time to do the sort of rolled sections as it does the brush sections, because there's no other way to get into all those tight spaces. That's why a paint sprayer is perfect for that. And by the way, here's a tip for those that are installing new fences. You want to have the sections delivered before the installers show up, because it's a lot easier to stain the fence before it's all put together. Plus, you can do a much better job because you can get every little edge, including the bottom, which is just so important, as we mentioned earlier, to stop the water from wicking up into the fence boards. And this way, the stain is going to make the fence last a lot longer.
And that's today's Outdoor Update, presented by Wagner Control Pro High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayers. Now, these sprayers produce up to 55% less overspray, which makes it easy for homeowners to transform big projects like a home's exterior, deck, fences, and more.
The Wagner Control Pro 130 is available at all major retailers, including the Home Depot, Lowe's Home Improvement, Menards, and Amazon. Learn more at WagnerSprayTech.com.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime, even in the summer when we're all supposed to be hanging out, but we're all really doing home improvement projects just like you. Everybody loves to work on their house. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, do you love watching hummingbirds in the summer season? We're going to have some tips to get them to hang out around your yard next.
Live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions or post them to moneypit.com.
Jeff wants to know, how do we clean mildew from our asphalt shingle roof? It's always bad in the summer, and it looks pretty disgusting. I'm also concerned it's damaging our roof.
Yep, very common problem, Jeff. I suspect that your roof probably has a lot of shade. That's usually the reason that you grow moss and algae and mildew on those shingles. So a couple of things you can do. There are commercially available roof cleaning products that you can spray on your shingles, let it sit. They usually take a little while to work. The other thing that you can do is if you add a strip of copper flashing at the top of that roof right around the ridge, the rain will hit that flashing. It will release some of its metal that acts as a mildicide and it will keep the roof clean in the long run. And also, if you can trim back some of those trees, let a little more sunlight on that, the sun will also do a good job of keeping that roof from growing any moss. But you know what? You don't have to worry about damage. That generally doesn't happen. It just looks pretty disgusting. So that's why it's a great reason to get rid of it.
Yeah, it definitely does not look so great. I mean, unless you live like on a shire, like a hobbit, then that works. Or if you're trying to achieve a living roof, or what do they call that, a green roof? You know, one of those things,
yes.
But better to get rid of it.
Well, if you guys enjoy watching hummingbirds in summer, the best way to attract them to your yard is to feed them. But while you can buy hummingbird food in the store, you can also very easily make it at home. Leslie shares the do's and the don'ts of doing just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, these birds are absolutely amazing to watch, aren't they?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, they're so beautiful and colorful and tiny, and they don't look real. They are just so much fun to watch, and they are incredibly fast. I mean, did you know, like, truly, they can fly at 50 miles per hour? So, yeah, get them to fly directly to your yard, and to do that, you need to feed them, and that's going to keep them coming back. But before you do go and feed those hummingbirds, you have to understand the do's and don'ts of making hummingbird food. Now, first, you're going to need a recipe, and it's really quite simple. It's a cup of sugar and 4 cups of water. And you want to mix the two ingredients together, bring them to a boil, and then let it cool. That's it. I mean, you can also use this in a cocktail. It's called simple syrup, but that's the whole nutty. Birds' digestive systems are very different from humans, so there are some tips you've got to keep in mind when you do make that homemade hummingbird food. You want to pay attention to shelf life. Homemade hummingbird food is really best kept in the refrigerator, and it can last in there for about 2 weeks. If you don't use it all by that time, it's a good idea to just throw it out. Nectar in the feeder should be tossed after about 2 to 4 days, especially depending on how warm the weather is. If it's warmer, lean towards the 2-day side. Now, your feeder should be cleaned and refilled with a fresh batch of food. And if there's any doubt as to whether the solution has spoiled, just err on the side of caution and just discard it. Because just as eating spoiled food is going to make you feel sick, the same is true for hummingbirds. And they're so tiny in their little bellies, so you got to make sure you take good care of them. And lastly, while it's not absolutely necessary to boil the hummingbird food, it's definitely a good idea. That boiled hummingbird food is going to last much longer, so you can make it in larger batches to save time. Plus, if the quality of your tap water is kind of mediocre, Boiling that water is a very easy step to make sure that your solution is of the highest quality. And hopefully you've got a chance to see a lot of beautiful hummingbirds this summer. And if you can catch a photo of one, do send it along because I love to see it and they are hard to get a photo of.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, you know, every summer about this time, we hear about deck collapses where people are seriously injured. But did you know there are only really five reasons that deck disasters happen? We're going to share the most common causes, along with how to do your very own safety check on your deck on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A report back from 2018 alleges the oceanfront condominium building that collapsed this week near Miami had major structural damage that needed extensive repairs. Earlier on a Saturday afternoon, Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said they are doing all they can with all the resources available to try to find anybody still alive in the debris.
We continue to have hope. We're continuing to search. We're looking for people alive in the rubble. That is our priority, and our teams have not stopped.
Meanwhile, Levine-Cava said that the death toll has been raised to five after the discovery of another body Saturday afternoon. Over 150 people still presumed to be missing. Former President Trump was in the Cleveland area this evening, Saturday evening, that is, to campaign for a former aide who's running against an incumbent congressman who voted to impeach Mr. Trump following the January 6th Capitol riot. Max Miller taking on Anthony Gonzalez in Ohio's 16th district. Johnson & Johnson has agreed to pay $230 million to settle claims the pharmaceutical giant helped fuel the opioid crisis.
The deal announced Saturday requires Johnson & Johnson to make a series of payments over 9 years that will cover the total. The drug maker also agreed to end the manufacturing and distribution of opioids across the nation. New York Attorney General Letitia James, who sued the drug maker and was about to go to trial, said in a statement, "The company helped fuel this fire, but today they're committing to leaving the opioid business." J&J said in a statement, "The settlement is not an admission of liability or wrongdoing by the company and its actions relating to the marketing and promotion of important prescription pain medications were appropriate and responsible." I'm Julie Walker.
Check out more news, read more analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-9999. 8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Finland says they've seen a spike in coronavirus cases after Finnish soccer fans returned from a recent European Championship match in St. Petersburg, Russia.
The Finnish health authorities urged all passengers who returned home via bus to take a coronavirus test, as they believe buses may have been exposed to the virus. Finland played two of its Euro 2020 group games in St. Petersburg, facing Russia on June the 16th and Belgium on June the 21st. At least 2,000 Finns are estimated to have travelled to the city for those matches. I'm Karen Chamas.
Italy beat Austria 2-1 in advance to the quarterfinals of the championship, while setting a team record of 31 matches unbeaten. Italy will play either the defending champion Portugal or Belgium in the quarterfinal matches that begin in Munich on Friday. More breaking news and the best analysis, both at townhall.com. Southwest Airlines plans to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour for about 7,000 of their employees. They cite the need to attract and keep workers as the airline industry continues to recover from the pandemic.
Southwest said Friday that it intends for the raises to take effect August 1st. The airline said the raises will work out to 7% to 11% for new hires and cover call center operators, customer service agents, skycaps, and others. For some, the company will have to negotiate with labor unions. Southwest continually works to attract and retain the best candidates for open positions, a spokesman said. As part of this ongoing effort, Southwest is increasing minimum pay rates so that all hourly employees will make at least $15 per hour. Patrick Voss reporting.
A Dutch consumer group is launching a $1.8 billion claim against TikTok over what it alleges is unlawful harvesting of personal data from its young users. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Donnie Smith. The town of Delta was established by the California and Oregon Railroad in 1884 at the confluence of the Sacramento River and Dog Creek. Railroad officials turned the site into a temporary railhead terminal, laid out a town site, and gave it a more dignified name of Delta because of the similarities of the town site terrain and the Greek letter Delta. Redding and Shasta merchants flocked to the area to open stores, believing it would be another red-hot railhead town like Redding. Delta soon thrived, but almost disappeared as fast as it had appeared. What little remained became a stopover for steam engines to take on water for the rest of the climb through the canyon. Delta still exists today as a very small, quiet community. This moment in history was brought to you by KCNR and Shasta County historian Dottie Smith. For more stories like this, find Dottie Smith on Amazon or at the Shasta Historical Society.
Fox News Radio Studios in New York City. Fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
All right, coming to you from New York, heard around the country, heard around the world. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here. Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis will be with us in about 34 minutes. You know, Foreign Affairs Transportation Committee. She also is seeing what's happening right now with this voting, this H.R. 1, which passed through the House. Now S.R. 1 fell on its face. So much other infrastructure and so many things happening. We also want to talk to her about what's happening in New York. Two primaries. Curtis Sliwa easily won the Republican primary. And it looks like Eric Adams is going to win on the Democratic side, or he has a substantial lead. It won't be formalized until shortly. Favored to win. Whoever the Democrat is favored to win the general. So what does that mean for the direction of the city? And what's the overarching theme? Crime out of control in almost every major city in the country. Chris Christie standing by to help us out through that. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The Western culture and values that brought forth Christianity in the founding documents are being called evil and racist.
My child is not oppressed, and don't assume that. As long as you Marxists push your unconstitutional agenda on my child, she will not be returning back to Loudoun County schools.
He was hearing it. That was some of the fireworks erupting at Loudoun County at the school board meeting, standing up and gaining momentum. The fight to defend our history and prevent critical race theory from taking root has taken off. Finally, patriotic Americans are showing they are willing to take the heat for the next generation and for this one.
Number two.
Well, first, I think if you look at a number of cities across the country, it is actually driven by gun violence. There are major cities across the country where gun violence is absolutely the driver, where it is absolutely increasing.
That is totally true. Jen Psaki, it is, but she's blaming guns solely. Even Joe knows crime is a problem. Diagnosing the problem and offering a solution is where we separate on this issue. As Democrats dig in on gun grabbing, police reform, making sure criminals don't pay the price, and not backing the blue.
Number one.
I'm thrilled that we defeated S1 tonight. This was a victory for the Angels. This bill was written in hell by the devil himself. This bill wouldn't make it easier to vote. This would make it easier to vote illegally.
That is so true. Senator Mike Lee, although a little extreme, down goes S1, the most radical, unconstitutional voting reform ever presented. It fails. The vote was purely on party lines, and Dems are the utter definition of sore losers. You got to hear some of this rhetoric. Let's bring in former governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie. Governor, welcome back.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good. You know, I mean, it was a little extreme by Senator Mike Lee. It's the devil itself and it's hell and all that. But S1 was 800 pages of unconstitutional. You're the law expert, but am I right?
But it was an awful bill that was meant to do one thing and one thing only, which was to drastically increase Democrats' ability to manipulate the system and win elections. And that's all it was. And Democrats knew that right from the beginning. And no matter how they packaged it, no matter how they tried to sell it, they were not telling the truth. And so, you know, I'm glad that our Republicans stood up and stopped it. I'm glad that Joe Manchin stands up for the filibuster, or else these things would all be law. And Brian, it goes back to, and this is what I want Republicans out there to be focused on. It goes back to the Georgia Senate elections. It goes back to us looking in the rearview mirror rather than talking about the future and about how Republican ideas are better than Democrat ideas. That's why we lost those races in Georgia. That's what's causing all this tumult in the Senate right now, or else we'd be in control of the Senate. And that's what we got to be focused on from this moment all the way through the midterms in 2022.
So, but you think Democrats are looking back, looking to, I guess, formalize a lot of the changes that were pandemic-related with the last election? Because Republicans seem to be playing defense here.
Yeah, and to me, you know, that's why very early on I went after the people who were going after the Georgia election law, which in fact increased the ability to vote, increased, you know, early voting, formalized having drop boxes available. Republicans are not against people voting. They're against people who don't have the right to vote voting. And that's why we're for voter ID. And that's why over 70% of the American people are for voter ID. You know, what Democrats are doing is they are looking back at the tumult of last year and trying to make that the future in perpetuity for America. Americans don't want last year to be our future. We want a hopeful, optimistic future where Americans are back in control of their own lives, not the government in control of our lives.
So I want you to hear, but it is, but the rhetoric is pretty stark. You heard Schumer 2 days ago kind of say, shame, shame, shame. Here he was after the vote went down, and clearly it was 10 votes short. Not one Republican bought in, cut six.
And today, every single Democratic senator stood together in the fight to protect the right to vote in America. For the first time in this Congress, we got all 50 Democrats unified behind moving forward on a strong and comprehensive voting rights bill. And make no mistake about it, it will not be the last time that voting rights comes up for a debate in the Senate. Republicans may want to avoid the topic, hoping that their party's efforts to suppress votes and defend the big lie will go unnoticed.
So you see that last line. I don't have to point this out to you, but for our audience, the big lie and suppress votes. That's not what's happening. That's looking to keep voter integrity in these states. And we looked at about 30 states have changed some rules in order to make sure it's an authentic election. Do you think Republicans have made a proper effort in defining what they're doing from Texas to Georgia to Arizona?
No, we haven't done as good a job as we need to do. And here's part of the problem. Because Schumer is connecting it to the claims that the election in 2020 was stolen from President Trump. And as long as we don't distance ourselves from that idea, they're going to continue to be able to connect the two. and say the only reason these laws are being passed. No, the reason these laws are being passed is because during a pandemic, we saw the weaknesses in our electoral system, and we need to fix them and make them stronger so that we never go through having to wait a week to find out who actually won a presidential election again. So we don't have to worry about people being sent multiple absentee ballots. So we don't have to worry about all those issues again. But we as Republicans have to be arguing a forward-looking agenda, not a backward-looking agenda. Let them be the ones
right.
who continue to dwell on 2020. Let us be the ones who talk about how Joe Biden is raising taxes, massive spending, you know, a huge increase in inflation that's coming. All these other things that are, and the crime that is rampant from New York City to Portland, Oregon, and every place in between. Those are the things we need to be talking about how we fix for the American people.
Right. And, you know, two things have happened. Real reality. There's stuff that experts like you will say, this is what I want to run on. And there's other things that happen in our country, and they're going to the American people demand to see where you stand. One is this critical race theory and parents sticking up, speaking out because of the pandemic. In many cases, their chance to see the curriculum of their kids for the first time, and many are horrified. And it's starting this whole this ground up push to get a hold of what kids are learning in school. And a lot of it's anti-Americanism, and there's a lot of it is just so divisive it's hard to put into words. I want you to hear this critical race theory. First off, where do you think this ranks in terms of importance for a party to run on?
I believe that the education issue in this country is the single most important issue for us to be talking about because it is the thing that unifies our country. Believe it or not, whether you're in an urban, suburban, or rural school district, you want your children taught to be proud of this country. You want them taught about the honest history of our country. And you want them taught about what we've done right and what we've done wrong, not just what we've done wrong. And the fact is that the latter is what's happening right now because the teachers' union and their liberal friends are controlling what's going on in our classrooms. There is nothing more important to the future of this country, and there's nothing more important politically
right.
to the people of this country.
So, Governor, you hang out, or not to say hang out, but you know who runs these super PACs. You know where the big meetings are. When the governors get together or a Texas conservative group gets together, they'll call you to be a part of it, and you'll make your choices. But I want you to hear this exchange from Sunday while you were busy on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. This was going on NBC, and I just think it is clueless and unsubstantiated. Let's hear it.
To this idea of critical race theory, I have to tell you, I just spent some time reporting on this county in Virginia, about an hour outside of Washington. And to your point, this is something that is mobilizing people
sure
and
is.
Resonating very deeply.
This is a parent-led backlash at the grassroots level.
And it's manufactured.
No,
and
it's completely.
And then sort of.
The elected officials
seems to have been lit. The fire was lit.
I disagree. Yeah. I think it started because parents have had it with the education bureaucracy after COVID.
Mm-hmm.
They're fed up with it. They tend to trust Democrats when it comes to education funding, but they trust Republicans on education accountability.
So you hear Chuck Todd, you know, that unbiased host, dredge in and say this is Republican pushed, manufactured. So that and that was what the Democratic operative said on the set. That is just wrong. And because I've watched it, we walk into the morning, we're seeing this Board of Education. What are these parents, actors? You think someone's slipping them money when they leave the Board of Education meeting on a Monday night at 7 o'clock?
Now, look, it's ridiculous. Let's face it. Chuck Todd and just about everybody at NBC and MSNBC are wholly owned subsidiaries of the liberal left. And he shows it every Sunday. And that's why, you know, folks should really start thinking about whether they want to subject themselves to that drivel on Sundays on NBC. But the bigger point is this. This has been created by the overreach of the teachers' unions during the pandemic to keep our children out of the classroom, to make parents keep them at home and do virtual learning what the parents knew was not going to be effective. And while the parents weren't watching, while the parents were distracted by the pandemic, they decided to double and triple down in terms of their own radical liberal agenda. And parents have woken up and seen it across this country. They don't like it. They don't approve of it. And they're not going to have it.
Yeah, and I actually don't even think liberals were always anti-American. There's something else going on between that and this whole trans debate, which is a small portion, such a tiny portion of America. Why it's front and center, I just feel something. There's some other force out there, separate from Democrats and Republicans in the past. I find it really disturbing. But
well,
go ahead.
Brian, I really think it is the progressive, ultra-progressive part of the Democratic Party who is now taking control of the Democratic Party and, as a result, control of liberal media. And that's why you're seeing so much of this now. They have their day in the sun. Now, interesting, you mentioned in the Big Three about the New York mayor's race. Even on the Democratic side of the ledger last night, the most crime-sensitive person in that race, Eric Adams, a former police officer, won the Democratic nomination. That should send a real warning signal to AOC and all of the other crazy progressives that they are driving even their own party members away from their message when in New York City, someone like Eric Adams could even win the Democratic nomination for mayor.
So what's going on in the governor's race in New Jersey? Murphy, they say, has a pretty big lead over Cittarelli in the first major poll.
Yeah, but look, these polls are traditionally unreliable. Here's what I'd say. The bad news for Phil Murphy is that he's awash in money here in the state because of all the money Joe Biden has sent him. He's now increased spending another 15% in the current budget that's just getting ready to be approved after having increased spending 29% over the 4 years that he's been governor. So we're talking now about over a 44% increase in spending during 5 years, if 5 years of his budget. This is going to catch up to him. And remember, too, even in that poll, which skews Democrat, he only was at 48%. An incumbent who's under 50% is an incumbent who can be taken. And it's now up to Jack Cittarelli to make the case. We know we can win in New Jersey. I did it twice. It can be done. And it needs to be done because it's driving our state off the cliff.
Yeah, it's very hard to see what Governor Murphy did and think that he handled it well during the pandemic.
Remember this, Brian. Remember this. Some of the tightest restrictions, if not the tightest restrictions in the nation, and the highest per capita death rate in the nation. More people died per capita in New Jersey than any state in America.
And you guys were locked down in ridiculous fashion like us. I want you to hear this from last week's event in Orlando at a conservative conference.
I'm deeply humbled by them. Ralph Reed knows me well enough to know the introduction I prefer is a little bit shorter.
Does Mike Pence deserve to be called a traitor and heckled at a conservative convention?
No, he doesn't. Listen, I've known Mike Pence for a long time. We served as governors together. He is a good, decent man who did what he needed to do, serving as vice president, first and foremost, being incredibly loyal to the president of the United States and pushing for his agenda every day that he served as vice president with effectiveness. Secondly, when confronted with what was going on January 6th, he did what he was required to do legally and constitutionally. And that kind of treatment of Mike Pence is just absolutely wrong. It's wrong. It's factually wrong. And it's unfortunate that there are people out there who continue to stoke these things about Vice President Pence because he doesn't deserve them.
He absolutely doesn't. Any clear-thinking person knows. You might not want to vote for him, but he's a quality person and as conservative, true blue conservative, as you could ever meet. Finally, just on vaccines, you still say everyone should go get it, right?
I absolutely do, Brian, and here's why. You've seen what's happening out there. The vaccines are incredibly effective, and you see life now being reopened. I was at Citi Field on Monday night for the first time that we could allow full capacity at a Mets game, people sitting with each other and enjoying the America's pastime, and people going on vacation, doing the things that they've missed for the last 16 months. Here's why getting a vaccine is smart. They've proven to be safe. They've proven to be effective. And let's face it, it's like putting a seatbelt on, Brian, when you're in the car.
Gotcha.
It doesn't guarantee you you're not going to get hurt.
But it increases your odds. Governor Chris Christie, always great to have you on. Always informative. Always interesting. With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321-321. Offer is not available in stores. So text POWER to 321-321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321-321. That's P-O-W-E-R to 321-321.
Getting back to school.
Students might be looking forward to returning to a normal-ish school year in the fall, but for some, the return comes sooner. For summer school, more students than ever are expected to do summer classes to catch up for lost time because of the pandemic. The U.S. Department of Education doesn't have a number yet because it's too early, but they are fully expecting it to surpass mandatory or optional summer school attendance in pre-COVID 2019, which was estimated at 3.3 million. For example, Montgomery, Alabama usually has about 2,500 who attend summer school. This year, 12,000 of the system's 28,000 have signed up. Las Vegas High School freshman Taylor Dennington telling the Associated Press she didn't think she'd ever have to go to summer school, but because it was an unmotivating school year learning online, she learns better in school, and having a teacher present is better than waiting for an email response. Getting back to school, Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, broke the record for most consecutive games played, 2,131. The record had been held for 56 years, before that by Lou Gehrig.
Well, you know, I see myself as someone that was very lucky and had a good career, and I think that I'm pretty good. I mean, I don't put myself all the way down and not think that I've had a pretty significant career. I've enjoyed being in the presence of all the great players and this collection of players. I sat and talked to Henry Aaron a long time and really enjoyed talking to Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. I just enjoy being in the environment. Maybe when I get older and you start to look back, you may have a historical view of your career. But right now, I just see myself as a guy that was lucky enough to play baseball for a long time.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. Amazon's new health device, Halo, adding a feature to track your movements and move you toward a specialized workout routine. It's called Movement Health.
Want to attack the punching bag in your gym or the weeds in your garden? Good Movement Health will help you do both. So, how do you measure how healthy your movement is? Well, we look at three things: posture, stability, and mobility. Think of posture as good alignment. Stability is being able to slow down and even stop moving when you want to. Mobility is being able to move when and where you want.
Users will video themselves doing single leg balances, forward lunges, overhead squats, overhead reaches, and squats. Halo gives you a movement score about your body's mobility. Then it will create customized routines to help improve user stability, mobility, and posture. There are layers of security to protect privacy, and videos are deleted after processing. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
interested in it?
Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
We're about 230 cops short of our budgeted strength. We're using every resource available. We're using overtime to force up and plus up the number so we can have more officers doing a number of things. I would like to hear about more resources and actual boots on the ground in our big cities.
Yeah, that would be great. Talk about police reform without ripping them down. And what they want, if you want effective police reform that'll make the guys happy and the union even pleased, and that is more money for training and extend the academy times, but provide the financing necessary to do it. And I'm not talking about states or cities that are awash with cash. The ones that also have to be accountable, those small towns, need some additional financing and maybe some nationalized training to say, hey, this is the way, this is the new way in which we take somebody down. This is the proper way in which you pull somebody over. But to the elites, from cop to cop, provide financing that way. What bothers me most about what the president's going to announce today is all going to be about guns and gun trafficking, how many guns from South Carolina and Georgia end up in New York, and how many guns from Indiana end up in Chicago. That is just a small portion of this. It's the attitude. It's the family. And when it comes to policing, do not go out of your way to praise. Please. When we come back, a woman who always speaks her mind, Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis. And then we'll get your feedback on BrianKilmeade.com. Don't move. Listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
To Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcast. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
This is House Call for Health. Amazon's new health device, Halo, adding a feature to track your movements and move you toward a specialized workout routine. It's called Movement Health.
Want to attack the punching bag in your gym or the weeds in your garden? Good Movement Health will help you do both. So, how do you measure how healthy your movement is? Well, we look at three things: posture, stability, and mobility. Think of posture as good alignment. Stability is being able to slow down and even stop moving when you want to. Mobility is being able to move when and where you want.
Users will video themselves doing single leg balances, forward lunges, overhead squats, overhead reaches, and squats. Halo gives you a movement score about your body's mobility. Then it will create customized routines to help improve user stability, mobility, and posture. There are layers of security to protect privacy, and videos are deleted after processing. For more health news, go to FoxNewsHealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Monday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and solutions to the biggest and most important issues of the day. You can hear new episodes every Monday. Subscribe now at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
American playwright Tennessee Williams, who grew up in the Deep South, died in 1983.
He won the Pulitzer Prize for drama for A Streetcar Named Desire in 1948 and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof in 1955. Here, Tennessee Williams explains where he gets the inspiration for his character development.
I've always been more interested in my own kind of people, you know, people that have problems, people that have to fight for their reason. You know, the people that, to whom, you know, the impact of life and experience from day to day, night to night is difficult, and people who come close to cracking and all that. That's my world. Those are my people. And I must write about the people I know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
The outpouring of support after a little boy's heart transplant makes today's Dean's List. Former Carolina Panthers star Greg Olsen says he is humbled by how many people have reached out to him and his family since he shared the news that his 8-year-old son was getting a second chance at life after successfully undergoing transplant surgery. TJ was born with a congenital heart condition since birth. The NFL player joined Fox and Friends to give an update on the 14-hour surgery after his health took a shocking turn for the worse. Greg says there's been an incredible outpouring of love, including from his team, the Panthers. Greg says they wanted to share their son's story from the very beginning to bring awareness to the disease and to show what it's like to see these kids and their struggles. He also thanked the angel donor that saved his son's life. TJ, stay strong. You're in our prayers. And to the Olsen family, thank you for sharing your story to help others. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Was it important for the White House to have her seen at the border before former President Trump has a trip there next week?
We made an assessment within our government about when it was an appropriate time for her to go to the border.
That was Jen Psaki answering the question from Peter Ducey about why are you going tomorrow, Friday, Vice President Kamala Harris. Does it have anything to do with July 3rd's appearance by the president who's going to the border because nobody else is? With me in studio is Dana Perino. She is fresh off her show. She's going to give us an exclusive look behind the scenes at her show, what Bill Hemmer does say in the breaks and everything like that, because we've heard different reports. But first on this, timing's everything. They didn't really deny that this is the reason they're going. But what about this trip, Dana?
I'm just completely baffled and actually frustrated and mad because it's just such a bad practice of politics and communication and also of leadership and of governing, because when you run for office, you should want to help fix problems. That's why you run, I assume, right? And so there's that one, that you're dealt a hand, you deal with the hand, right? That's what you do. That wasn't their instincts. She blew it off. And if she had gone to the border, let's say 2 days after Biden had first given her the assignment, she probably would have had like one bad news cycle, right? Like one bad news cycle. But they wouldn't have then had 90 bad news cycles, to the point that they've ignored it so much that it wasn't it wasn't Fox News that really held her feet to the fire, because it was Lester Holt from NBC News. And even then they don't go. So the only logical explanation of why she's going now tomorrow is because they, in the White House, they must have said, we have to go before President Trump goes. And he'll be there next week with Governor Abbott. It is just such a miscarriage of how you should actually care about an issue and deal with an issue. I am disappointed because I was like, you know, I thought she'd be a better vice president. I really did. And maybe I shouldn't have been hopeful, but I give everyone a chance. And I was like, I was excited that here we have the first woman president, and she's a vice president. She's given this assignment, and she takes a pass.
Yeah. I mean, that's
unbelievable.
And you know what when I read this, and no one reads more than you, but when they say that when she got this, they said, wow, you basically got a grenade. You don't want to be on the border. And I thought to myself, no.
Take the hard issue.
Yeah, do you think Mike Pence enjoyed to be the pandemic guy?
Also, you don't get a choice. Right. Yeah. So I know that there's rumors that Vice President Biden was always kind of mad that he got that assignment from Obama to implement the relief money. I can't remember what that was called after the financial collapse. And that he was kind of mad about that.
Money, yeah.
The stimulus money. I can't remember, there was a name for it. But he didn't complain. He did it. Because you have to do it. And you have to wonder about, I believe that there's probably some major internal political tension between the West Wing and the Vice President's office that, you know, they're very good about not leaking. But I can imagine that they're thinking, wow. And then on top of that, the other reason that they're going is because they're reacting to the polls. And it's not just the Fox News poll. It's all the polls are showing that they're being dragged down on two main issues. The border, number one, that's the biggest one that's driving their numbers down, and the other one is crime. So in the last 24 hours, you have announcements from the White House that we're going to do an announcement on crime yesterday, which was one of the, just, again, not meeting the moment to take on the issue of crime in America in terms of the root causes. This is not the root cause that they're trying to address here. My final thing on the border issue is, instead of just dealing with it directly, she's rubbing the spot on the wall and making everything worse by not going to the very area where there's a problem. But by choosing to go to El Paso, which is 300 miles away from the actual problem, you might as well just travel, as Ted Cruz said, to Chicago. Because it's about the same amount of distance.
So, Dana, tell me if I'm wrong about this. It is possible, if you go to the border and you keep pushing away people to get the answers, hey, what is the problem here? You don't necessarily, okay, maybe the first person that meets you is told to go meet you. You keep walking through the Border Patrol agency. You could find the people that are actually in charge. You go out today, what was it like out there? What is the main thing you need? Is there a barrier? Or you guys need some eyes on this? Could drones help? Then all of a sudden you have a contact. And then all of a sudden, I want these things handled. You have a handler with you. Go, can we address these concerns here? Then you have somebody to lean on to make a call to see, are things getting better? Do you still have as many unaccompanied minors there? Are those camps emptying out? Were you able to get a response? You create relationships. You could make it ceremonial if you just want to show up, or you could actually make it substantive. You can do that.
You can, well, if you think about, let's think of maybe a natural disaster, right? A big tornado, big hurricane. And the president of the United States, whoever it is, heads down, or the governor, goes to the area. And just exactly as you're saying, you're walking along, you're asking fire and rescue, you're asking business owners, what is it you need? What is it you need? And you turn to your aide and you say, let's make sure we do that. I want this handled by tomorrow. Make sure that this and that. So, and then, Brian, for example, yesterday when President Biden's giving his announcement about gun crime, he says there's a lot of extra COVID relief money out there. So we're saying that you could use that to help fund the police. What? So then, are you serious? First of all, did we not need that much stimulus in the first place? But second, we've been trying to tell you that the defund the police movement is a problem. And not just me. Think of Abigail Spanberger, the congresswoman from Virginia, who the day after the election last fall said, we almost lost the majority to the Democrats because of this very issue of defund the police.
Absolutely.
I'm a little fired up today. I'm like so mad. My voice gets a little higher.
But, you know, no, I hear you. But just to finish up on the border for a second, I want people to hear how disappointed people are and angry they are that they're not addressing the thing at the border. And here's why. Because we all know people who work the Border Patrol. So while people debate back and forth and, you know, you won an election, you lost an election, you're up in the polls, every day they have to go up and do a job they're not supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be behind a desk or in a facility. They have to go out there in their pickup trucks and pick up 170,000 people a month, some of which are unaccompanied minors. Then you find out that they could be getting rid of Title 42,
yes,
that turned around 650,000 people, they claim, because of it, because of the health reasons. Now, because it's a Trump era thing and they don't want to go to court and fight it, in 1 week they could now no longer have an excuse to turn these people around. Then they told the people that were detained from the Remain in Mexico people, they told them, we're going to rehear your cases.
And there's 1.2 million cases already in the pipeline. So these people basically get to live in America until those cases are heard. How long do you think that backlog takes to figure out?
I don't even know if they're going to try to empty it. I don't know if they're going to do it. I mean, there was a talk about getting judges down there. I don't think anyone's hearing anything. This is what John Cornyn said yesterday from the House floor. Hardly somebody just to act emotionally. Cut 28.
The Rio Grande Valley sector is the epicenter of this human crisis. Yet here she is,
planning a trip in a way that reflects, again, she doesn't really fully comprehend the magnitude of the crisis and where it's really exists on steroids, which is the Rio Grande Valley. She's nearly 100 days late and 1,000 miles short.
So it's going to be a 90-day visit. So I ask you, it's not even a good PR move to do this. So you're not even solving a problem. You're actually creating more angst.
Rubbing his butt on the wall. And you think about Henry Cuellar. He's the Democratic congressman from the area that's being affected. He was just on Newsroom, and we asked him what he thought about her visit to that sector in El Paso, and he said, it's politically safe, and that's why they're going there. This is a Democrat who's trying to warn them. Like, you guys... he's trying to warm them politically, yes, but also, number two, he's just looking at all of his constituents who are flailing around asking for help. And this issue about Title 42 and allowing all the people to come in, even if they have COVID, whatever, nobody was clamoring for that issue to be taken off the table. CDC, right? They're not saying, oh, yeah, we should really allow all these unvaccinated people to come in the country. That's not happening. So they're taking a tool that they had off the table and just making their problems so much worse.
I will bring up something else that's going to even get you even angrier. If you're not fired
I'm
up
in
now.
A mood today.
So do you know there's a move on the Democratic House members to offer free vaccinations to people who are crossing illegally. If you want a magnet to get tens of thousands of people more, come to America illegally and get a vaccine as opposed to stay in Mexico and not get one.
Well,
we're going to get people from Japan coming in.
Right, or India.
Yeah.
Or any place where they're having a lot of problems. I'm for vaccines being able to get out to some of these countries indeed. But remember when she was in Guatemala and she said, do not come. Well, if you're doing free vaccine and you get to stay and the backlog is 1.2 million and we're not going to, and we're going to reunite families and we're going to make sure that if you have a child with you, you get to stay until you have a court hearing. Then the root cause to me is not in Guatemala. It's at the White House.
Dana Perino's here. And Dana, I also thought you guys covered this, might have been yesterday, about the psychological trauma of these kids who are staying now not in tent cities, but now in military bases, and there's no end in sight. Especially the teenagers are starting to show unbelievable signs of anxiety because they don't know where they're going. It might be better to be in America. They have no experience of the pluses of being in America. So not only they came here with strangers, they were dropped off at the border, they've moved to facilities, and Jen Psaki bragging how they're not staying in these facilities too long. They're staying in military bases now too long. We have nowhere to put them. They want this to go away. My hope is that if there's any justice in this world, they're going to be forced to address this problem. And it doesn't seem like the rest of the media is forcing them to the way they should to address this problem.
Not necessarily. But you know what? The other thing that a visit does is it forces everybody to talk about the issue. Right. So that's one of the reasons that if you're Henry Cuellar, you're asking the vice president or the president to come to the border, see what I'm seeing.
Rio Grande Valley, where he is.
Yes. So because you want them to see it so that they will hopefully help your people. That's the whole purpose of like really wanting to have a visit. When she goes to the border tomorrow, there will be a lot of coverage about it. It's unavoidable.
Do you have any sense of what type of blowback Cuellar is getting?
If he is getting blowback from the
from Democrats.
Other Democrats, it's not affecting him. So he might be getting a lot, but he don't care.
And the other thing politically, for those people who said Texas is about to go blue. And this was really delayed it maybe forever because we see that Republican governor get elected right there for the first time in decades.
In McAllen.
In McAllen.
Yep.
And I also think when you saw so many Hispanic districts turned towards Trump in the last election. This policy is not going to have the Hispanic community embrace this administration.
And I do think it's very much coupled with the crime issue in people's minds. It's not that they necessarily think that illegal immigrants are causing all the gun violence. No, but the whole feeling of a destabilization or not feeling secure, feeling like your families are not going to be safe and that nobody's doing anything about it, that can have a permanent effect on how people think about an administration.
All right, we're going to come back and see if I can calm Dana down in the break. We weren't going to take this break, but she is so upset. I feel like we have to for the
audience. I have one other issue I'm really mad about. We can talk about
it. All right, we'll talk about that when we come back. By the way, get ready to host to watch Dana on the 5 in about 5 hours.
Yes.
Back in a moment.
Challenging conventional thought and wisdom. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn, real gold. You can have real gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have real gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning real gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting real gold and silver delivered to your home or about having real gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
Pick it up, guys. Pick it up.
At Bowers Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
Cut the saw, all right? Just one sec. Bowers Builders, this is Bow. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for a way to pay for that new home improvement you've been waiting for? Ready to consolidate credit card debt at a lower interest rate? Figure offers multiple loan options that can help you improve your finances. From mortgage refinances to home equity lines and personal loans, Figure can help you find the loan that's right for you. Figure takes all the stress and hassle out of the process. Apply 100% online at figure.com and see your new rate in a few clicks. Figure out your finances at figure.com.
Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A Florida bride who donated a kidney to her husband's ex-wife makes today's Dean's List. Mylene had struggled with kidney disease. By the time she was admitted to the hospital, her kidneys were functioning at only 8%. Many in her family offered to donate a kidney, but none were a match until Debbie, the wife of Jim Strickland, her ex-husband, came along. Jim and Mylene have been divorced for nearly two decades, but they got along well as they raised their two kids, and Jim fell in love with Debbie. When she found out Mylene needed help, Debbie wanted to be that person. After months of testing and COVID delays, the transplant was set for 2 days after Jim and Debbie's wedding. Debbie says her marriage to Jim was the most amazing day of her life, but when she was able to donate a kidney to Mylene, that too was an amazing day. The women call themselves Kidney Sisters and are planning a big family trip to Georgia this summer. Thank you all for sharing your story. Here's to a happy, healthy year. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. A growing concern in New York City, the number of young people smoking marijuana is on the rise.
A lot of them have shifted over to weed, to smoking pot, and a lot of them are smoking e-cigarettes and hookah and Juul, and I think its availability and it's been appealing to them. It's got the different flavors. It's being marketed to them, so I think that's why it's kind of all shifted.
Dr. Kathy Ward is with Big Apple Pediatrics and says the weed trend is followed closely by e-cigarettes.
Nicotine can change the chemistry of the adolescent brain. It can affect their learning ability and worsen their memory and their concentration. And the youth brain is particularly vulnerable to this because it's not fully developed until they're about 24.
Dr. Ward believes it's important to be talking to your kids about the issue.
It never hurts to say, even to a 7-year-old or a 10-year-old, like, hey, you know, smoking is bad for you. It makes your lungs dirty and makes your teeth and your breath stink and makes your teeth yellow. So it's never too early to start.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
In radio, you're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back. Dana Perino's here. She's getting set to host The Five. And Dana, just in case you don't know it, I want you to hear it from me. Four more episodes of What Made America Great is coming up.
Oh, cool.
We have a special on Sunday at 10 o'clock on the news channel. Just like a brief highlight of all four segments. And then it drops on Fox Nation, which is streaming us right now on Monday.
Wait, so what are the four?
Okay. Little Havana, the most successful immigrant story since the Pilgrims.
Love it.
We look at Montauk, Long Island. It has a back in our history from Washington to Teddy Roosevelt, already up through World War II, how they thought they were going to be invaded. And remember, Germans did land in the Hamptons and try to cross through. Then we have a look at Greenbrier. Do you know what that is?
In West Virginia?
Yeah.
I love that place.
So this elite golf club, Sam Snead was the pro, Lou Gehrig used to golf
there. Condi Rice loves to golf there.
Right, of course, it's got to be good then. It ends up being earmarked, picked out by Dwight Eisenhower in 1953 of being the place to build Washington in case we're bombed.
Yep.
And they have a whole place to have the House of Representatives and the Senate to live and to be sustained. And every day it was as if they were going to take in 500 representatives every day. So the food was there, the electricity was done, everything like that. So those are the three main ones. And then we want to the Keys to look at Hemingway.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
And you know what? I would be much more likely to watch an hour on that than 6 hours of the PBS special.
Did you not watch it?
I watched the first hour of the first episode, and I was like, how in the world am I supposed to invest this much time? I love Hemingway. I love to read Hemingway. I love to read about Hemingway. I'm actually listening on Audible to a book of short stories of his that I had actually not ever read, and it's very well done. I think it's great. But I cannot watch 6 hours.
Right. He was a fascinating guy, though.
Yeah.
I mean, but 6 hours in anyone. Except for maybe Gutfeld. Gutfeld's got about 6 hours in. He has a lot left to do. Are you surprised he's this successful late night?
Gutfeld? No, yeah. I'm not surprised at all.
Right. He's beating everybody, isn't he?
I don't know. I don't know. I got a lot of television I got to do every day, so I kind of focus on my own
show. But does he talk about himself a lot when he's with you?
Oh, never.
Never. All right. First up, now, the last thing it's important you leave here as if this was therapy.
Okay.
What's the other thing that's got you angry?
So there's a story in the Washington Post that caught my eye, and then I talked to Pete Hegseth about it today. Our National Guard troops are amazing people, and they volunteer, and they commit a weekend a month for training, but many of them are deployed. Right. They can be deployed multiple deployments over and over again. They are allowed to keep their civilian jobs. Of course, they have to. And the civilian employer can't fire you if you're in the National Guard and you lose and you're unable to attend work. But because of COVID and then also because of not just the U.S. Capitol deployment, but capitals all across the country, our National Guard troops have been deployed over and over again this past year. There are so many of them that are now food insecure is the appropriate phrase, but basically they're hungry. Their families are hungry, and they don't make enough money to be able to sustain their families. I'm not talking about go out and have a great time and blow it on at a steak restaurant. Like, they do not have enough food to eat, and this is unacceptable. Somebody in Congress, for example, Nancy Pelosi, ought to figure out a way to take some of that extra COVID relief money and get it to those troops, and they probably deserve a pay raise.
I think they absolutely do. And I know they got a lot of praise yesterday. I watched a lot of that raw hearing on C-SPAN, and they got a lot of praise but didn't have not much action to follow. I mean, I imagine the Pentagon's got money. Can't they help?
Well, we're burning a lot of calories on issues about division in the country, and that's important. But I think that when you have members of your own military that cannot feed their families, that should be the priority.
I agree. There's no doubt about it. Lastly, I had on Jack Keane. He's going to have dinner with Ghani, the president of Afghanistan, tonight.
Oh, wow.
And who's going to meet with Joe Biden tomorrow. Oh. We only have a minute left, but how concerned are you, this being Saigon 2?
You mean from Afghanistan, right? Well, I think that all the intel points to the government of Afghanistan and Kabul collapsing within 6 months of our departure. I did just see a report this morning that the United States government now, instead of bringing the people of Afghanistan who helped us in the effort, who we promised help that could come to this country, the Biden administration is not following through on that promise. It is unacceptable, but apparently they're going to try to get them to third countries,
right?
Which might be a step.
Yeah, and the other thing is that saying we lost, we made a stupid mistake. I still think if we just kept the contractors there, be able to refurbish the Air Force we gave them, commit to some airstrikes, we could give them another 10 years to stand up on their own.
You're here.
Dana, we're going to watch you on 5.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Keep it here. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Thanks so much for listening. With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On March 5th, 1946, Sir Winston Churchill gave his famous Iron Curtain speech at Westminster College in Missouri. The speech was deemed by many to mark the onset of the Cold War.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern Europe. All these famous cities and the populations around them lie in what I must call the Soviet sphere. And all our subjects, in one form or another, not only to Soviet influence, but to a very high and in some cases increasing measure of control from Moscow. This is certainly not the liberated Europe we fought to build up.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The death toll from the building collapse near Miami has risen to 5, with over 150 still missing. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava confirmed the higher toll at the briefing on Saturday evening, where she said there's also battling a deep fire within the rubble.
The fire has been going on for a while. It's a very deep fire. It's extremely difficult to locate the source of the fire.
Meanwhile, the half-dozen scientists and engineers who specialize in disastrous structure failures are headed to South Florida to collect first-hand information on the cause of the collapse. Their initial work will be used to determine whether to pursue a more thorough study. The first two members of the National Institute of Standards and Technology are on scene. Four more will be on site Monday. The agency also investigated disasters like the collapse of the Twin Towers on 9/11 and the 2011 Joplin, Missouri tornadoes. Former President Trump was in Ohio Saturday evening for his first campaign-style event since leaving the White House. He supported a former White House aide, Max Miller, who's challenging incumbent GOP Congressman Anthony Gonzalez, one of 10 GOP House members who voted to impeach Mr. Trump after the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot. Airports around the country will share $8 billion in federal relief to help them recover from the pandemic.
Most of the money will go to big airports that are served by commercial airlines. Congress approved the money as part of a pandemic relief measure that President Biden signed in March. The Federal Aviation Administration says several hundred airports will get money, including $175 million for Seattle-Tacoma International and $115 million for Philadelphia International.
Jeremy House reports the industry trade group projects the pandemic will cost U.S. airports more than $40 billion by next March. More at townhall.com.
Omni Wine Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
The Transportation Safety Administration says it will resume defense training for airline employees. Correspondent Shelley Adler has more in this report.
Help is on the way for airline workers dealing with a growing number of unruly passengers. Federal officials say they will resume offering self-defense training to airline flight attendants and pilots. The TSA said the classes, which were stopped due to COVID-19, will begin again in early July, and they're optional. This week, the FAA said airlines have reported more than 3,000 incidents involving unruly passengers since January 1st. And while the agency hasn't tracked these reports in the past, a spokesman said it was safe to assume the 2021 numbers are the highest ever. I'm Shelley Adler.
And you can check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis by dialing in townhall.com. Habitat for Humanity struggling with high construction costs.
The first hit Habitat's local affiliates had to limit volunteers over virus concerns, forcing them to fork over more money to hire contractors. The second hit revenue was dented by temporary closures of restores, the reuse stores operated by local Habitat organizations. The third, construction delays caused by pandemic-induced kinks in the supply chain, which make affiliates wait longer for supplies. What could have been the knockout blow was the spike in construction costs. Lumber prices, according to the National Association of Home Builders, increased by more than 300% since April of 2020. Patrick Foss reporting.
A flood of substandard generic drugs in the U.S. putting all Americans at risk. A recent report suggests it's not the fault of the FDA, however, but U.S. companies who choose profit over safety. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Senator Bill Hagerty is going to be joining us. He's on Foreign Relations Appropriations, and you know, he's a senator from Tennessee. He's now in there, replaces Mr. Corker. He's going to be with us, and then Chris Wallace at the bottom of the hour, and we will not be taking your calls, but we will be taking your comments at BrianKilmeade.com. It's kind of, I might even be better to get everything in writing. So many of you, thankfully, are going back to work. We're actually watching the Vice President of the United States give her comments as she lands in El Paso to pretend to be interested in solving the border problems. So we'll bring back those comments in a moment, but let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
On the issue of critical race theory, et cetera, I'll obviously have to get much smarter on whatever the theory is. But I do think it's important, actually, for those of us in uniform to be open-minded and be widely read.
That's fine. It has nothing to do with the issue. That is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, CRT, the military and how every American family has a stake in this game.
Number two.
I'm sure her planners told her that if you're going to go down to the border, go to a something that's safer to go to, that is politically safer. But she does do the check the box and go down to the border.
Right. He's trying to be diplomatic, but Henry Cuellar thinks it's cowardice. Cowardice, I believe, for her to go to El Paso, way up north, and not go down south where they're actually crossing the border by the thousands every day. On average, 6,000 illegals. They're coming from everywhere, coming through our border. We'll talk about how the vice president has landed, what the comments are. Looks like Dick Durbin's there along with the Secretary of Homeland Security, Mayorkas.
Number one.
The bipartisan bill from the very beginning was understood there's going to have to be the second part of it. I'm not just signing the bipartisan bill and forgetting about the rest that I proposed. I propose a significant piece of legislation in three parts. And all three parts are equally important.
Yeah, really? Well, that is total a ruse. Not so fast. President Biden declares a deal done on infrastructure, but it's the deal that's not done, the one that's coming next that'll blow up this one. Are you kidding me? Republicans are crying foul, and why wouldn't they? Okay, we'll get started now. Hey, so we'll take in some of those comments. So Dick Durbin, the vice president, have already made their comments, and the Secretary of Homeland Security has already made his comments, and they're going to be in and out in about 2 hours. What do you plan on accomplishing in 2 hours, especially if you're going to go inside a facility? Do you know what's also there? You have a major fort in that area, Fort Bliss, which is holding unaccompanied minors. If you really cared and wanted to care about those kids and wanted to make sure that those kids are okay and to be treated the best possible. By the way, I hear they're not, especially the teenagers having major emotional problems. Who wouldn't? Locked up without a family in a total strange land, now on a military base, wondering what's going to happen next. By the way, this is Congresswoman Veronica Escobar. She's going to be speaking too. Texas Congresswoman, Democrat, and a friendly face for the former senator from California, who's now vice president. So that's why she's there. Henry Cuellar is doing the right thing by coming out and speaking out. And if they were smart, they would have made him in charge of the border, along with Mayorkas, special envoy. And they would have, if they wanted to solve the problem. Instead, they'll try to primary him. You can be certain. She's actually taking some questions, so she does terrible on these questions. And, of course, we're going to get the nervous giggle, which will be totally inappropriate whenever she tries to do it. But in terms of what should be happening at the border, Joe Biden said this as he was leaving his press conference yesterday about his vice president, Cut 20.
What are you hoping the vice president can do at the border tomorrow?
He's done a great job so far. And the reason why is important that she's now set up the criteria. I've been spoken with Mexico, Guatemala,
visited the region to know what we need to do. Thank you very much.
So I want you to hear the vice president taking questions now on why she's there and what she's doing. Let's listen.
And I'm coming to the border at the advice and actually the invitation of the congresswoman is about looking at the effects of what we have seen happening in Central America. And so I'm glad to be here. It was always the plan to come here. And I think we're going to have a good and productive day.
Title 42 be repealed, ma'am?
But why did you think now was the time?
Okay. All right. Okay.
They're on the ground.
So she looked nervous. No question, she is not comfortable in unscripted situations. Looked very nervous. So you saw the congresswoman, you saw the Secretary of Homeland Security, and you saw Dick Durbin. And you are not going to get any answers. It would be great if she had answers. She goes, I want to go to the root causes. No, we want to know the effects of what happens when people can get in our country. And now you're promising them vaccines, not you, but people in your party. Here's Henry Cuellar trying to hold his tongue. The Democrat from Texas. Cut 23.
I'm sure her planners told her that if you're going to go down to the border, go to a something that's safer to go to, that is politically safer. If you go down to the lower Rio Grande with a high activity and you're there with kids and families, prosecutorial discretion where people are being released, high numbers of people crossing the border, politically it's harder to do that. I know that. I mean, that's part of my district. But you got to do what you got to do. You just can't. Just go to one place. But she does do the check the box and go down to the border.
It's just so disturbing to see her do this. Now, the vice president doesn't want to tackle difficult problems. She's worried about her political future. What I would tell my staffers right away is don't worry about it. Let's try to fix it. Let's get the experts in here. What's Jay Johnson doing? He was pretty effective. Who else worked at the border? Tom Homan? Well, he worked for Barack Obama and he worked for Donald Trump. Maybe he can help me out here. So when maybe Tom Homan hops on another network or hops on Fox and says, you know, she's trying. I gave her some advice. She's taking some of it. As opposed to, I'm not interested in it. I'll have a nervous laugh when asked about it. That's the difference. There's also something else to keep your eye on. There's a report today that two of Kamala Harris's travel aides have announced plans to leave. So she's had very few foreign visits. She had just, actually, she had one. Now she's had a couple of trips about this. She's in charge of getting the word out about the vaccine and voter rights. And she's been effective at that, a few symbolic moves. But this Carly Swintoska or Gabriella DeFranchi, the director and deputy director of Advance, in overseeing travel, preparing selected venues for the vice president, have quit. And they said, well, she's working with their replacements. They're going to go. Who signs up for a job on travel and leaves in 3 months with only one trip under her belt? This shows me that something's going seriously wrong with her staff. Also, it shows me that they're not happy with getting these assignments. They probably have no say in it. So there's friction. I hear they don't get along as well. So Joe Biden says he's doing a good job. I don't believe a word of it. Henry Cuellar is disappointed. He's trying to be diplomatic. I don't believe that. I don't believe this. Nikki Haley is trying desperately to get back in Donald Trump's good graces as the former governor of South Carolina and successful ambassador to the United Nations. She said this. We know Donald Trump's going July 3rd, and that is everything to do with why we're seeing Kamala Harris here now. Cut 25.
By the way, thank goodness for Donald Trump, or we would never have gotten Kamala to the border. It's been almost 100 days. If this is how she handles a crisis, God help us if she ever becomes president.
Right. She was supposed to be the steady hand. Well, Donald Trump has a lot of positive qualities, knowing Congress was not one of them. That's why Mike Pence was the perfect pick. That is not happening so far with Harris. He's got the experience. She's supposed to have the energy and the insight, as well as understanding what people, maybe her age, I wish she 56, 57, someone 20 years younger might be more, maybe more in touch with someone, with what's going on in Congress. This is a guy that hasn't been in the Senate in 8 years, maybe understand people, use some levers of power. I have not seen it yet. The other big story is what's happening on infrastructure. He was the announcement. Now, picture this. You got Mitt Romney, you have Susan Collins, Kirsten Sinema, you got Joe Manchin, Senator Bill Cassidy. You have, who else was out there? Senator Warner of Virginia, out there talking about a bipartisan deal that they've worked through, worked on for the last 3 weeks, and they finally got done. Listen to the optimism. Here's Susan Collins, Cut 12.
We've agreed on the price tag, the scope, and how to pay for it. It was not easy to get agreement on all three, but it was essential. It was essential to show the American people that the Senate can function.
Right. Essential to show. Yes. For about 20 minutes. But then the president went out and said, yeah, I love this bipartisan bill. We didn't get everything we asked for, but it doesn't matter. I got another bill coming that gives us everything we want, and I'm going to jam it down your throats through reconciliation. Is that something Republicans can sign on to, even if they like the bipartisan compromise in the morning? I say no, but for Senator Bill Hagerty, he'll answer you exclusively next.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone.
testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321-321. Offer is not available in stores. So text POWER to 321-321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321-321. That's POWER to 321-321.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gain. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Bears All-Star Panel.
During a press conference at the conclusion of the G7 summit, President Biden declared that America is back in the business of leading the world alongside nations who share our most deeply held values. Founding editor at the Washington Free Beacon and AEI resident fellow, Matthew Connetti. The prospects here, this whole trip seems to be lining up to this meeting with Putin. The White House has been trying, it seems, to dial back expectations for that. Is that a fair assessment?
I think there's a lot of question about what the purpose of the summit is. Usually you arrange a summit for it when you have something in mind. You have an ask. You have high-level disagreements. And obviously there are many disagreements between the U.S. and Russia, but it's unclear that they'll be resolved by an in-person meeting between Biden and Putin.
I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
I'm Ashley DeVorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Rose Byrne and Donald Gleason, who returned to the world of Peter Rabbit for part two, The Runaway. Now they've got this work with CG rabbits down.
I was pretty overwhelmed the first film, and this was so much easier, understanding it and all the difference. There's so many more heads of department that you're dealing with who are in doing, trying to do their job while you're trying to do your job. So just adjusting, and you just know each other better. You know, obviously, Donald and I knew each other better, and the characters know each other better, and all of it.
Sometimes you're just acting with absolutely zero and trying to pretend that something's running all over you. And I think that was particularly hard for some of the stuff that Rose had to do, because you have to get serious with the rabbit sometimes, like do serious acting with something that just isn't there.
Yeah, and then Rose, how much fun is it to have this franchise on your resume for the young fans in your life?
Oh, it's so lovely. You know, I dropped my boy at school yesterday, and I had all these kids come up to me and say, did you play in Peter Rabbit? I mean, what's better? I was dying. I was like, it was so cute.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. The date, December 8, 1941.
Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
If you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Well, it's not my first trip. I've been to the border many times.
I'm the person in charge of the response.
So, the important aspect of this visit is
this after the work that we did in Guatemala and Mexico. Because as I've long said, I said back in March I was going to come to the border, so this is not a new plan. But the reality of it is that we have to deal with causes and we have to deal with the effects.
Right. We know that. We understand the problem. We know that. We've been on this country, been on this planet for a while. With the vice president finally on the ground in El Paso, talked to people as she landed. She'll spend about 90 minutes there, realize she can't solve the problem and leave. Senator Bill Hagerty joins us now, Foreign Relations Appropriations, but he's a senator from Tennessee. Senator, what do you think about the vice president making the trip today in the city she chose to visit?
Well, I'd say 90 days after she's named the czar responsible for the border crisis, she finally gets there. I think it shows the complete lack of urgency on behalf of the Biden administration, the fact that this really isn't the crisis they want to deal with. What they're trying to do is turn the border into a turnstile and process as many people as possible. And the fact that she chose El Paso, which is 1,000 miles away from where the biggest part of the crisis is unfolding down near McAllen, that's what we see on TV every night, I think it just goes to show their lack of seriousness altogether. It's funny, Ted Cruz pointed out earlier this week that El Paso is further from McAllen than Chicago is from Washington, D.C.
And the problem is, Senator, it's ongoing. You know, we get to pull out, and I can talk about other things, and you have people in Tennessee you have to deal with and want to deal with and represent. But the people in the Border Patrol, they don't get to have a break. What hope do they have that this thing is going to be addressed?
Brian, this is so demoralizing. I cannot imagine how the good men and women that are our Customs and Border Patrol are dealing with this every day. They are absolutely overwhelmed. We've got record numbers of people flooding across the border illegally. They're overwhelming our Border Patrol. They're not able to deal with the influx, therefore, of illicit drugs, the human trafficking that's going on. When I talk to sheriffs and law enforcement right here in Tennessee, they are seeing record numbers of overdoses and deaths from, guess what?
Yeah.
Fentanyl. Coming from China, which is being manufactured in Mexico and pushed across the border. This is all part and parcel of the Biden border crisis. And the real root cause, I went to Guatemala and Mexico a month before Vice President Harris did. I spoke with the president of Guatemala. He told me what the root cause was. The root cause is the messages coming from the Biden administration. Messages like, we'll treat you better. We'll reunite families. We'll take care of children. We'll provide $15 an hour minimum wage, $1,400 checks for illegal immigrants. Those messages are marketed by the coyotes to the most vulnerable elements of the population down there. They're risking their life savings. They're giving their children over to these coyotes. And they're risking their lives making a very treacherous journey. The people in Guatemala and Mexico are very upset about this too, but
when
we talk about root causes,
yeah,
that's the root cause.
Right. They're not happy and they're speaking out with her present, which is unbelievable. It's such a slap in the face, but it's been underplayed. But meanwhile, we got 180,000 people every month, 6,000 a day coming through our border who are going to get social services. And now if they get rid of Title 42, tens of thousands will be allowed to stay here with us declaring that the pandemic is essentially over. So I just don't know how much longer before we start breaking down and where other people are going to have to pay attention to this. Like Henry Cuellar is kind of breaking the mold for Democrats to speak up. But I want to get you on infrastructure. Yesterday, staggering news. We have a deal. The president says we have a deal. But then he says this at a press conference an hour later.
What we agreed on today is what we could agree on, the physical infrastructure. There was no agreement on the rest. We're going to have to do that through the budget process. And we need a fair tax system to pay for it all. I'm not going to rest until it all both get to my desk.
So by moving forward with this two-track system, are you putting the bipartisan bill in jeopardy?
Sure. The bipartisan bill was, look, the bipartisan bill from the very beginning was understood there's going to have to be the second part of it. I'm not just signing the bipartisan bill and forgetting about the rest that I proposed. I proposed a significant piece of legislation in three parts. And all three parts are equally important.
Senator, what is he talking about? Does he really think that you guys are that stupid to sign off on a bipartisan deal to just get the other two jammed down your throats?
I mean, you know my background, Brian. I'm a business person. No business people do deals like this. It's preposterous. What he's really saying when he talks about as part of the budget process, that's this parlor trick called reconciliation, which is the opposite of reconciliation. It means a partisan complete jam through. So they'll put this through on 50 votes plus one, the same way they did the $1.9 trillion, quote, COVID relief package that had very little to do with COVID. They'll jam the rest of these social programs through. He talked about a fair tax. That's code for coming back and undoing the 2017 Tax Act. The 2017 Tax Act is when President Trump put our nation on the road to becoming the economic juggernaut that it was up until the pandemic. They want to tear that all apart. They want to punish job creators. They want to make it impossible for small companies, medium-sized companies, to grow their businesses, to transfer their businesses to their family. This is going to be devastating to our economy, and we need to be extremely careful as we look at this.
Have you talked to anybody in those meetings, Senator, from Collins to Romney? Do they understand? Did they get duped? Are they fully aware he's going to sign this other deal on everything they negotiated out of the first one? He's going to put in the second one?
Brian, I wasn't with them in those meetings, so I don't know what the conversations were, nor have I talked with them since this was announced yesterday that they had a deal. But the devil's always in the details. I'd like to hear more about what they negotiated, but at the same time, they may have learned, just like you and I did when Biden had his press conference, that he's hell-bent on having, you know, three components to this. One of them, the tax increase, the other, the reconciliation component, and then what he's calling a bipartisan infrastructure package, but that's just a carve-out of stuff where he can get agreement. I think it's smoke and mirrors, frankly. There's not going to be much bipartisanship if he tries to jam this entire thing through.
Leslie, Afghanistan, Ghani's meeting with the president today. He is desperate to let him know this country will fall in 6 months if they don't get some type of support. What would you recommend the president do?
Well, I met privately with President Ghani yesterday. We had a long meeting over breakfast, and he's in a very difficult situation. I tried to explain to him that the Biden team went through a very highly charged election in 2020. They arrived making an unprecedented number of executive orders and decisions without putting adequate planning in place and without working with our partners to the extent that they should. He needs to get clarity. He needs to understand the degree of support that he can anticipate and plan on. He's got major military infrastructure there in Afghanistan that they know how to operate, but they've relied on American contractors to support. I mean, if his Air Force is grounded, how does he utilize it? If he can't maintain it, how does he utilize it? These are simple, straightforward planning exercises that should have happened before this announcement was ever made. So he's trying to work his way through a rational plan to deal with the ultimate removal of American troops. But this needs to be done in a very orderly fashion. Otherwise, you're going to see what's already begun.
Yeah.
A void is created. You're going to see the Taliban step in. They've now taken over, I've read, 50 districts there.
Gotcha.
In Afghanistan. It's going to create a void that's going to create a disaster.
Senator Bill Hagerty, always educational to talk to you. Best of luck. Have a nice weekend. Chris Wallace next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Hey, it's
Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcast. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1970.
The student now goes to college to proclaim rather than to learn. The lessons of the past are ignored and obliterated in a contemporary antagonism known as the generation gap.
You just go through a phase of wanting to be up there, you know, in the limelight. Well, I'm going through a phase now where I don't want to be in the limelight.
Ding! Ali comes out to meet Frazier, but Frazier starts to retreat. If Frazier goes back an inch farther, he'll wind up in a ringside seat. Ali swings with the left. Ali swings with the right. Look at the kid carry the fight.
Everybody just gathered around, organized. And it was orderly. No kids were out of hand. They just wanted to talk. Two strikes, throwing tear gas, and the kids were picking up and throwing them back at the cops. And they chased the kids over the hill. The cops were boxed in. There was kids all around them. All of a sudden, cops got trigger happy and shot kids.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An Eagle Scout from Michigan who helped save a woman from a burning car makes today's Dean's List. A car crash during Michael Van Allsburg's first day on the job brought back memories of what he learned in Scouts. Without even thinking, he rushed to the scene and pulled the woman out of her car before it exploded in flames. Michael ran straight to the car trying to assess the damage and remembered in Scouts they teach you if you don't have to move the person, don't move them. This as he heard cries for help. Michael then stuck his hand between the door frame and the top of the vehicle and began to bend it down. A coworker then came running over and they both bent the door frame to get into the car. Eventually, Michael says he was able to lift the steering wheel, giving them both ability to hoist the woman from her vehicle. And then it burst into flames. Jody Matthews was the woman he saved, and recently she got the chance to give him the award for heroism. Michael was fighting back tears when Jody pinned the award on his uniform. Michael, you truly are a hero. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Now it is time to clear the airwaves for the Brian Kilmeade Show Pep Squad.
We're number four. We're number four. It's pathetic.
Well, look.
You've got to be number one.
No holes barred, and nobody is off limits.
You have Sean Hannity. You have Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey.
Who are they, for God's sakes? You're Brian Kilmeade.
On his selfless quest to propel the Brian Kilmeade Show to number one.
Can I just say that Sean Hannity could be listening, and this could cause tension at the Christmas party?
Yeah, but what the heck, you know.
And still, never forgetting the little guy behind the scenes.
Number one, and that should be the bottom line. You don't settle for anything less. But you got to stop turning on this dial.
I mean, I'll go along with it.
Chris Wallace.
Yes, Chris. I guess I was a little down on myself last week. I didn't realize being number four would be something that I would never get Norman Vincent Peale to sign off on.
Well, let me just ask, because I know that you talk to real people after you talk to me. Did people agree with me that you know, saying I'm happy with number four was not the American way?
More people agree with me.
What, that four is good?
Well, I'm just, you have to understand, you know, Mark Levin is a force. Sean Hannity is a tornado. He's been dominating for 20 plus years. He's got better hair than me, clearly. He has a huge house and a helicopter.
He does have a helicopter?
He does.
I need to talk to my agent. There's clearly something wrong here.
Well, no, he's, you know, you have
he's got a helicopter?
Yeah.
Wow.
He just needs a helipad.
Even without the helicopter, no, we're not settling for number four. We're not settling for three or two either. We are going to propel you.
All right.
Single-mindedly, you are going to be the top radio talk show host in America. If it's the last thing I do.
So you're going to focus less on you and more on me, even with all your kids
absolutely.
And your grandkids?
You need the help more than I do. So, yes, absolutely.
All right, that's fine. Well, I'm happy. Considering we were 98 9 years ago, we couldn't believe we broke the top 100. But Chris, just moving on right now, I have a theory that if you want to lower the temperature in this country, and I've said this to you before, start cutting deals. And it makes it more interesting, where your show even gets more interesting if that's possible, because you talk about, well, who got the better, who gave in, and who got fees, who got taxes, who got the tunnels, and who got who got the electric vehicles. And, you know, for a while, I thought, that's kind of interesting. It looks like they cut a deal. Joe Biden walked out there. There's Mitt Romney, Cassidy, and Manchin, and Collins, and Murkowski, and they cut a deal. Within an hour, Joe Biden comes out and says this, cut five.
If only one comes to me, I'm not. If this is the only thing that comes to me, I'm not signing.
So if only one bill comes to him, you know what the second bill is? It's going to be reconciliation between $4 and $6 trillion. Everything Republicans and Democrats negotiated out and in, it doesn't matter. They're going to have to live with it anyway. This thing's been a ruse and a waste of time. Don't you agree?
I wouldn't set the death knell now, but I certainly agree they don't have a deal. And I would say the prospects for this are no better than 50-50. And as usual, you're 100% right, and which is why you're going to be the number one. See, I suspect I'm really getting in trouble here. I suspect with Sean's show or Mark's show, they're saying this is a deal. This is a bipartisan thing. But you have cut through all the noise, and you have come to the exact right understanding, which is – you know, if the president says, oh, we've got a deal and we've got Republican buy-in and we're going to do a hard infrastructure package for $1 trillion and we're not going to raise taxes and we're not going to undo the Trump tax cuts of 2017. And then in the next breath says, but we're not going to pass that. I'm not going to sign it unless we get another bill for at least $2 trillion and we undo the Trump tax cuts. If Lindsey Graham has already said, I'm out. I'm not going to go along with a bipartisan deal if everything that the Democrats gave out, they're going to pass anyway on a straight party line vote. So, as I say, I don't think there's anything more than a 50% chance that this thing actually happens. And we're going to be talking about it all summer.
Yeah, I actually think it's dead. And in fact, I'm wondering, did Mitt Romney and the Republicans, and even to a degree the Democrats, go in there knowing this second package was looming and was a given? And Joe Biden said definitively, I don't sign this if I don't get everything I want in the next one. Here's what Lindsey Graham tweeted out, because they went up to him. Actually, we had the sound. The sound is out there. He was going to California. They caught up to him in the airport, and he tweeted this out. It was never suggested to me during these negotiations that President Biden was holding hostage the bipartisan infrastructure proposal unless a liberal reconciliation package was also passed. And that's basically what Mitch McConnell said, too. Here's a little. I won't play the whole thing. I don't want to take too much of your time. Cut 16.
You can best be described as a tale of two press conferences. After the first one, the president walks out with a bipartisan group and blesses an infrastructure bill that many of my members are quite optimistic about. And then after all of those people depart the White House, the president goes out for the second press conference and says, unless you pass my tax bill, I won't sign the infrastructure bill.
He's not inaccurate about anything he said.
Well, here's the only thing I think that's inaccurate. I don't think it was a surprise. Maybe it was a surprise that he was going to say it at the same day, but everybody knew that the president was going to also go for reconciliation, because the left wing of the Democratic Party, and you know, both in the House where you got a 4-vote margin and in the Senate where you don't have any vote margin, I mean, you've got to get every Democrat to go for it. You had a bunch of people on the left who said, we aren't going to go for this unless we get what we want, the human infrastructure, basically, a.k.a. social spending and tax increases as well. So I don't know that I think it's a surprise that this was going to happen. But it does express exactly why it's so going to be so hard to put this together.
So it's just disappointing. I actually thought that they were going to do a deal and he was going to stare down his left and Republicans going to stare down their right and they were going to get something done. It makes it much better to do shows like this, even shows like yours, because we just keep waiting for the next election for anything to be done, especially when we all agree immigration has to get done and infrastructure has to get done. Everyone agrees with it. But we can never get past this first hurdle, and this new human infrastructure thing, which I don't even think makes any sense, is the other fly in the ointment. But we know the vice president has landed in El Paso. She has talked to the press briefly. Here's a little of her hasty press conference.
Well, it's not my first trip. I've been to the border many times.
As the person in charge of the response.
So the important aspect of this visit is leading this visit after the work that we did in Guatemala and Mexico. Because as I've long said, I said back in March I was going to come to the border, so this is not a new plan. But the reality of it is that we have to deal with causes and we have to deal with the effects. So being in Guatemala, being in Mexico, talking with Mexico as a
right.
partner.
And, right? And that went so well in Mexico and Guatemala. Both leaders spoke out to say you're an immigrant. You're labeled an immigration president. People got the message to come. So what do you think about her trip? And do you really believe it's not related to Donald Trump's event on July 3rd?
They have made a hash of this, the vice president and the White House. It would have been the easiest thing in the world for her to come down on her own terms. Frankly, I always thought she should go down first to the border before she went down to Mexico and Guatemala and ask these folks, why did you make this dangerous journey? And they'd say, because conditions are so terrible. And then you go down and you do it on your own terms. By waiting as long as she has, it seems like she's just crumbled under pressure from the press, who has been asking this for some period of time, and especially – as you point out, because Donald Trump is going to the border himself next week. Here's a little news notice I've got for the vice president and her staff. If she thinks that this means that Donald Trump isn't going to criticize her because she went to the border today when he's there next week, they're smoking something, because he's still going to criticize her and he's still going to say that she did it under pressure and political pressure and that the policy still stinks. I mean, I agree with her in the sense that ultimately you've got to solve the root problems, because if you don't, people are going to keep coming to the border. If conditions are so much better in the U.S. than they are in their home, they're still going to make this long and dangerous journey. But that's going to take years and billions of dollars. You've got to toughen the entry regulations at the border if you're going to stop the flood of illegal immigration at the border. That's the short-term answer. And look, why was there this big increase starting in February and March? Because President Biden softened the regulations. He said that remain in Mexico was over. He said unaccompanied minors from the Northern Triangle countries could come in. And people heard that and said, well, I guess we've got a red carpet. We can come on in. And they've got to take some of that back. And having said that, that is going to create a big storm
on the left wing of the Democratic Party if they now go back to some of the Trump policies.
Absolutely. I want you to hear what the congresswoman who's hosting her, the reason why she's in El Paso. It's a friendly congressman as opposed to Congressman Cuellar, where the problem really is to the 10th degree, to the 10th power, and they're just avoiding him. But I want you to hear what Congresswoman Escobar just said.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to El Paso. Welcome to my community, to the new Ellis Island, to the capital of the border. I am standing before you with a heart full of gratitude. Madam Vice President, thank you for being here. So
great.
Grateful. Great.
Remember when those illegal aliens, that's really going to be helpful, isn't it?
Well, I mean, here's the laughable part of that. You're in New York. I'm in Washington. We are closer to each other than Kamala Harris is in El Paso to where the real flood of illegal immigration is down in the Rio Grande Valley and places like McAllen in the southern tip of Texas. She's on the border, and El Paso is not an insignificant place. But if you really want to see where the flood of illegal immigration is, it ain't where she is.
Absolutely not. So, Chris, who's going to be on your show?
Well, we're going to be talking about this with our panel, and you have not deigned to be in our panel, but we've got a pretty great panel, including Dana Perino, speaking of deigning. We're going to focus this week, though, on crime, because there is, I'm sure you've been reporting on this show and Fox and Friends, there's really a serious explosion in homicides and shootings around the country. It seems to be getting more and more out of control. You had Eric Adams looked like he's going to be the mayor of New York City. He ran on an anti-crime platform. That's another subject, incidentally. How crazy is it to have a voting system where we are on Friday morning, the election was on Tuesday, and you still don't know who won the election?
Nuts.
Blank voting thing, I don't get it. You know, I just...
If you don't get it, I have no shot at getting it. You know, you can put your first five people in there.
Anyway, that's one of my pet peeves. But, you know, there really is this, and you've got this big spike in policemen quitting because of all the anti-cop sentiment. So we're going to be talking to a top White House official. We're going to be talking to Jim Banks, the head of the Republican Study Committee, who's very critical of Biden and Democratic policies on policing, and also to the mayor of Kansas City, who's actually on the front lines. What's going on? Why are we seeing this spike in violence? And is there anything that can be done about it?
I'll tell you one thing. The president did not mention gangs. How could you just go out there and mention guns and not the no cash bail and everything, the vilification of the cops that won over the last year because of Derek Chauvin? How can you go back and say, now I'm going to take some pandemic money. Obviously, I have way too much, and I'm going to give it to the cops. Oh, fantastic. So you admitted you got too much money, and we have it laying around. By the way, it's taxpayer money. It's not Joe Biden's fault. So someone should tell him that. Going big with other people's money is not a glory. You don't call yourself in glory with that. Lastly, we'll look forward to watching that. Afghanistan. Ghani's meeting with President right now. For me personally, I'm watching us lose. And it doesn't have to be this way. We're just a few thousand, not in a hot war. Donald Trump started. Granted, I never was for that. But the military was effective in pushing back. And I'm just hoping that the former chairman of foreign relations would see the folly in leaving at the pace he's leaving right now. What do you think will happen?
I think that he's committed to getting out. I think the country... You know, I'm of mixed feelings on this. I understand the idea of keeping a couple of thousand troops there. You know, we've kept 20,000 troops in Korea since the 1950s, and we've kept thousands of troops in Germany since the 1940s. And, you know, you just don't put them on the front lines and they don't get killed. Having said that, some Americans do get killed. We've been there 20 years. At a certain point, you know, if the Afghans can't defend themselves, it's on them. And, you know, in the end, I hate to say it, but it's not in vital American interest. It's a vital American interest to make sure there's no terror attacks on the U.S. that come from there. But can we do that without having troops in Afghanistan? Maybe.
Countdown to Bin Laden.
Can I just say one last quick thing?
Yeah.
This is the kind of magical talk that you get only on the Brian Kilmeade show. You don't get it on those other shows, numbers 1, 2, and 3. I am telling you, you are going to up your game. I'm going to up my game. And we are personally, the two of us together, like Thelma and Louise, we are going to drive you to be the number one talk radio host in America.
I liked everything you said. Thelma and Louise were outlaws. We're not going to break the rules. We're not going to get arrested, right?
Well,
and
actually,
they drove off a cliff.
I think about it. They also drove off a cliff. I don't know. That didn't end so well. But you know, they did see Brad Pitt when he was just a kid, so that's not bad.
That's pretty cool. Countdown Bin Laden. You can pre-order it now. It comes out on 9/11. Chris Wallace, thanks so much. We'll watch you on Sunday.
You bet.
Back in a moment.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Regan, can you go
at Finley's Fitness? Personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I'm late. Hey, Dylan, can you...
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for a way to pay for that new home improvement you've been waiting for? Ready to consolidate credit card debt at a lower interest rate? Figure offers multiple loan options that can help you improve your finances, from mortgage refinances to home equity lines and personal loans. Figure can help you find the loan that's right for you. Figure takes all the stress and hassle out of the process. Apply 100% online at figure.com and see your new rate in a few clicks. Figure out your finances at figure.com.
Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Monday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and solutions to the biggest and most important issues of the day. You can hear new episodes every Monday. Subscribe now at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
unique opinions. Hear it all on The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Well, Little Havana really was a neighborhood that began in the 1960s here in Miami for Cubans that were coming from Cuba, expelled by Castro when he nationalized all the property, when he was summarily, without trial, executing political opponents of his. And we came to this country, like many people, wanting and seeking the American dream, and made this incredible area that has, you know, taken on this character and gets millions of tourists and visitors every year.
So that is Mayor Suarez, this up-and-coming star on the right, Republican, moderate Republican in Miami. And that is a little of his conversation with me about his family and his ancestors coming here from the 1960s. So Little Havana, part of my series, What Made America Great. And we have four more coming out, and they drop on Fox Nation on Monday. For those people who are losing, disheartened by the rise of critical race theory and there's not enough pride in America, you'll feel differently if you watch this series, and hopefully you are. I'm very proud of these next four, because through the pandemic, flying around, getting crews and everything, getting cooperation with museums and sites is not easy. So we have four new ones. It's going to be a special Sunday night at 10 p.m. on Fox News Channel, and then they'll be expanded and dropping on Fox Nation, available then on Monday morning. It's going to be Little Havana. It's going to be Greenbrier, the role it had in the Cold War. You're not going to believe it. Montauk, Long Island, this small, quaint town like no other on Long Island, that it links Teddy Roosevelt to George Washington to FDR, William McKinley sprinkled in between, even Richard Nixon. You're not going to believe the role that's played. And then we have a look at Hemingway. We go to his house in Key West and relive his life, where he lived for 6 years, America's finest writer. That's on What Made America Great on Fox Nation, special Sunday night at 10. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Radio Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Mahalia Jackson, who died in 1972, is widely regarded as the first queen of gospel music. Although she was a heralded and much-loved performer, she lived a double life in racially divided America.
When I'm on the stage and on television and working with white people, they just hug me and love me and say I'm so wonderful and I'm so great. And then when I'm walking down the street like an ordinary citizen, they don't recognize me. And when I go into the department store in the South, I can't get a sandwich. I can't get a bottle of pop. I got to stay. I can't even get a cab. And I'm just the Mahalia Jackson that they got through saying how wonderful I am. What? I don't understand it. What makes people like that?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.